You're listening to a Ragnarod Rock actual play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarod Rock. Like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarod Rock. Email us at info@ragnarodrock.com. Leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373. Or comment on our website. Ragnarod Rock is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
All right, we're going.
Wait, what's going?
The microphone.
We're wait, I'm not ready.
I thought I'm good. I thought we were moving somewhere. But,
you know, hi, everyone!
Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you that we're recording, right?
I assumed you were.
Okay, yeah.
Because we'll you it. Always do.
Okay. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another Ragnarod Rock actual play. Today we will be playing Call of Cthulhu. This is the scenario, I guess, and we haven't really named it. I guess it's the Frank Lamont story, really, is what it's
is
become.
Now. Hey, how dare you forget my other character, whose name I can't remember, who died in the fire.
David Buckland?
Who's Frank?
Yeah.
Well, he's dead. It's all about the...
I think it's all about Redbone.
The decline of Frank Lamont, maybe we'll call it.
I feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Last Action Hero. I just kept getting involved in these crazy adventures. And I kept surviving.
I think honestly, soon it's just going to be a story about the damn dog.
Yeah.
The story of Pete.
The story of Pete.
The story of Frank... It's
life
let's
of Pete.
Just call the chronicle Frank and Pete.
Pete.
Frank and apostrophe Pete. Anyway, so this is a Call of Cthulhu Frank and Pete scenario.
Since we're the only ones that survived so far.
Yes. So, just a little brief history.
Yeah, Chris's
in the
has,
last...
He hasn't been
well,
here
yeah,
here
Jacob
like
Lundy
twice.
Is back. In the last couple of games, Frank Lamont and a team of investigators have stumbled upon... mythos scenario after mythos scenario.
Yeah.
Frank has pretty much lost everybody he's cared about. However, he's picked up some new friends along the way.
Yeah.
And Pete, also, the dog, has survived. Pete's a French bulldog, right?
Yep.
And the van.
He's an old man.
Pete's going to turn out to be Cthulhu.
And we don't have our stuntman anymore.
That's right.
Because Derek has only been to one session.
And he was smart enough to
so run away. In the last game... Actually, Frank was about ready to leave and hang up his demon hunting boots, I guess, when you stumbled across another mythos scenario, and at the end of it, Will had an insanity flare and murdered an old woman, which you are now all wanted for.
Yeah.
I'm
missing an arm.
You were there. Oh, wait, no, you weren't there. Right. You are now all wanted for.
That was at the
I wasn't
the resort
there.
Thingy, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. The hotel in Arkham.
By the way, does it matter where you're from?
No. Wherever you want me to be from.
You're from Portland. Portland
okay.
area.
You're from Portland.
Maine.
Blarmingdale, Blong Island.
Oh, Portland, Maine?
Yeah.
No, make him from Utah. Be a Mormon.
At least you're not from Seattle.
No, because that doesn't fit into this game.
Bollocks.
Well, yeah. I'm... A drifter. I'm all over.
From what
place.
I
okay.
at least he's not.
So then you're drifting through Portland, Maine.
No, I was born there. I wrote it down on my sheet.
Okay.
Do people in Portland, Maine, throw hot dogs at
you're
people?
Drifting.
You're drifting through your hometown.
No, that's Washington.
You're drifting
that's
through
Seattle.
Your hometown,
right.
much like all of us.
So, you're in Portland. Okay. So, Moki, no.
No, Moki, no.
So yeah, so you're all wanted. So, but we're gonna start this game off. Let's first off introduce ourselves because we have a new player.
Wait, what?
You have to.
Yeah.
Whoa. Let's start with Ryan.
I thought we were starting with Ryan. All right. Oh no, I'm Chris, and I'll play Jacob Lundy. He's going to kill Ryan.
He is. He's going to attempt to kill Ryan.
No.
No, he's going to succeed. I'm James. I'm playing Paulie Schultz.
Paulie Schultz,
the archaeologist.
I'm
an archaeologist. Look
John,
at me, man.
David playing Dr. Sean Pepper.
Nurse Sean Pepper.
Nurse
Dr.
Bitch,
Pepper.
I'll be a doctor.
He's working on his MD.
You only make $44,000 a year.
Yeah, you ain't
hey,
a doctor.
I can be a doctor on the black market.
Okay. Well, it's gotta be black.
Racist.
I'm at Sister Angela, and it's gonna kill me because my character doesn't have a name.
Whoa. Male or female?
Your character's name?
Sheila Mortimer.
Okay, there we go.
Sheila Mortimer.
Done and done.
I name you when I'm making characters. You just pop shit out.
Sheila Mortimer.
Done. Done and done.
I'm Ryan, and I'm going to be once again playing Frank Lamont, who is who's apparently going to die this session. If Chris has his way.
I'm going to kill you. I'm Art, and I'm playing Jamie Bolton, the one-armed badass biker.
I know where that name came from.
Yeah.
Although,
should I introduce
myself? Likes his slots. He's missing quite a bit more of his arm than the other Jamie.
Yeah. I'm Alex, and my new character is Augie Nixon, the drifter, conspiracy theorist blog runner.
Hey, does your character fit the appearance of an elder man, ugly, usually with a distinguishing mark or scar?
He's 44, probably ugly.
If he's a drifter, I'm sure he has some scars.
Then I'm going to want to kill you.
Alright, that's fair. Sure, what do you want my distinguishing mark or scar to be, Chris?
No, it doesn't matter, as long as you've got one.
Does the audience know, did we talk about this in the first game?
I think we've touched on it. It's been a long time.
My character's a serial killer, and he likes to kill people the thing I just read.
No, he's not a serial killer yet.
Yeah, you're right. I read a book and decided to catch serial killers.
You're an FBI agent.
To become one. I can be more than one thing, Ed.
He's an FBI agent who decided that the best way to catch serial killers
is to kill them.
Is to be a serial killer himself.
He was watching a TV show.
No, he read some book that he found in the serial killer.
I was like,
you want
a TV show?
Oh, no. What, Dexter?
Yes.
I mean, no. It's slightly different than Dexter.
I'll give you this, Chris. My whole hand is scarred from when I got a pot of boiling soup dropped out of a suitcase.
Okay.
It's when you got cucumbers and beans.
We will have, we'll have plenty of time to reintroduce Lundy, because we're going to start our scene in
FBI agent named Lundy. Why are you drawing parallels to Dexter? I mean,
you named him Lundy.
I know.
Now I understand that.
Because I wanted to name him after the FBI agent in Dexter.
Who was hunting serial killers?
He was.
And you are currently at your home office.
Okay.
Which is in...
home?
Oh, yeah. Good old home.
I don't know where the FBI...
Well, the FBI main office is in Washington.
The first game took place in Florida, didn't it? So
I
was just on assignment, though.
Right, but ages can be assigned to different field offices.
Yeah. So do you want to be in where is Lundy based?
Normally,
yeah.
I guess Washington. I'll go with.
Okay, so you're in Quantico,
Washington D.C. or Washington
State? D.C. You know, the busy office, phones are ringing, and. You're in a floor in an office specifically dedicated to the study of serial killers, to the capture of serial killers.
Monkey dancing.
And special agent in charge is Dennis Nelson, who's your superior.
Dennis Nelson, what a shitty name. Alex should have came up with it.
All right, special agent in charge,
Roger Corbin.
Much better.
That is much better.
Wait, no, that's a real person, isn't it?
Dennis Nelson. His name is Dennis Nelson.
His name is Hulk Hogan.
He knocks on your door. You know, it's open, but he does a little knock on the side.
Yes, come in.
Jacob.
What does he look like? Is he an elder man with a scar? Okay.
No, Jacob. Dennis is... about your age, balding, big, thick, you know, horn-rimmed glasses. He's wearing a gray suit, and he sits down. Matt, mind if I have a seat?
I'm just going to look at you because you're already sitting.
You're going to Portland.
Okay.
We have a... word that there might be
serial killer.
Well, to put it, we don't want to quite use that word yet. People have been missing. That's all we know. We want to find out why. They're all
men of a certain. It's a basically a bunch of seamen and fishermen have been disappeared.
I'm laughing at a character.
You know you're with boys when.
It's funny
because I didn't expect you to say fishermen after semen. All right.
We're playing. There's a bunch of blood and semen. Just now. There's a bunch of. He probably would start with fishermen. There's a bunch of fishermen and seamen that have been missing.
Sailors.
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 Well, not just sailors.
Men of the sea.
Well, if you are a fisherman, men of the salty sail out.
Yeah, fishermen are sailors. Harbormen. Okay. They can do more than one thing.
Dudes from the water.
Water dudes.
Surfers?
Mermaids?
A bunch of water dudes have been missing.
Mermen.
Mermen. We're concerned that there might be a pattern here.
Well, I guess I better go.
God.
So, yeah, we want you to...
Do you have any tickets?
Yes, I sent you an email. You should find all your flight information in your email.
Very good. Do it back to whatever he was doing before.
All right.
writing doing something.
He's drawing.
Solitaire.
So he walks out of your office.
That man is
I'm
going to
check my email, get my tickets, and leave.
All right, so you...
I'm a no-nonsense sort of guy.
You click on, you know, your mail, and you... But the first thing you notice when you look up at your computer, you take your screensaver off, is Google News or whatever news page you have up. You see a picture of a bunch of men. One of them is Frank Lamont. Yes, Ryan.
Okay.
And it says,
you know, you would not says, know, you would not know anyone except me, because
yeah.
everybody else is dead.
Yeah.
It says, famous writer thought to be head of murderous cult.
Well, famous.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Sort of famous.
It says, author thought to be head of murderous cult.
Well-known author.
I think maybe one of my novels.
Loved author.
I think one of my novels was adopted for like a UPN movie of the week.
What is this? The following?
Actually, the article is just called Murder, He Wrote.
Murder.
Oh, God.
I hate you, Ed.
We would totally do that.
Sorry.
On behalf of my people, we would do that.
Your people?
Journalists.
Oh, I thought you meant guys with beards.
Men of the press.
No, murderers.
Oh.
Okay. Guys with beards would do
so,
it.
So, yeah, it says murder, he wrote.
I know him. I know a new,
You've actually, you weren't here for this game, but you've been in contact with him.
Well, I have.
Yeah, because he, I forget which game it was. I think it might have been the Green Gate Farms game. Where he got in contact with you to...
Goodbye.
Goodbye. To see, like, he wanted to get...
Right, because there was that other serial killer who was loose on the farm.
Oh, yeah.
And was, like, cutting off people's lips and preserving them in formaldehyde.
He was after... They thought that a serial killer might be connected, but he was a red herring, so he wanted to get information about the serial killer from you. And you gave it to him.
Your brother comes up with some messed up things.
Because he's secretly a serial killer.
Mm. I didn't know we were keeping it a secret.
Aha! So, yeah, so you've been in contact with him. You know that Frank recently tried to kill himself and spent 6 months recovering in Arkham Asylum.
I know some fucked up shit about something, too. What was the one? Wasn't there. I'm confusing games. What happened in the one that we had?
Woodson Pond. You know that monsters exist.
Oh, that was the. We had to redrain the lake,
yes.
Right? Okay.
So you do have connection. You know that monsters exist. You know that he was hunting another monster. And
he's in the same area that I'm going?
What?
And that he's in the same area
well,
that I'm going?
Well, he's in New England. You know that he's in Arkham, Massachusetts. So he's up in the New England area. You do have his contact information. You let's say he has a burner phone that you contact him on.
Okay, well, I'm going to wait until I leave the office to call him, I think.
Okay.
But I think I'm not going to wait very long to leave the office to call him.
So you bring up your email. You have some stuff in your inbox. You have the flight information. And you have an email from an agent, Paul Nyland, from the Office of New and Alternative Religions.
What does it say?
Just says...
Do I know Paul?
You don't really know. I mean, you've heard the name, maybe. Give me an idea check, or a knowledge check.
With idea?
No, not idea, knowledge.
It's not called idea in this. 19 out of 95, so yeah.
Yeah, you've heard the name. He's, you know, a hotshot veteran agent at the Office of New and Alternative Religions.
All right, well, what's his email say?
It just says, Agent Lundy, please contact me at your earliest convenience.
Well, cool. I'll contact him.
All right, so you pick up your phone. You
call him? What's his name, Paul?
Mm-hmm. Nyland.
Paul, this is Jacob Lundy.
Ah, Jacob. Yes, glad you called so promptly.
Well, just checking my email, and I'm on my way out. I figured I'd see what you needed before I left.
Well, I was wondering if you could take some time to fly down to the Houston office. I have a couple of questions about a friend of yours.
What friend?
Lamont.
Where's Lamont?
Brian.
Oh, right.
Well, the one you want dead.
The one I want dead. What about him?
Well, it's not exactly something I can talk about over the phone, but I do know that you have connections with him, and I'm sure you've seen the papers.
I have.
But my biscuits, y'all.
Well, perhaps I better come see you.
Whenever you have the time.
Is this important?
Well, I mean, I'm currently I'm currently not at the office, so if we could just schedule something later in the week, that would be... Perfecto, my friend.
Oh, God. He's actually going to sigh at the use of the word perfecto. Perfecto, my friend. All right, well, you've got my email address. Set something up.
All right, so I'll just...
Going to, where
I'll just
go?
Have
Boston.
My... I'll just have Portland. My girl Portland. Talk to your girl, okay. And we'll...
Perfect.
My girl.
All right. And in the future, just have your girl call my girl to start with.
All right. Well, I didn't know you were going to be that easy to get in contact with. You have a good week, my friend.
You too.
Well, let's be honest. You guys are government employees. Both of your girls are Siri.
Yeah, I don't know. What, well, they're FBI agents. They might have. Probably not. But now we do.
All right, so he hangs up.
All right. I'm going to go back to going to Portland.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm calling Ryan. Lamont. Oh. I remembered.
So
but
you...
I'm going to leave the
oh,
office.
Oh, Lamont!
And then it's I'm going to call him.
That guy, the one I want to kill.
Well, just one of the people I want to kill.
All right, so you're going to head out of the office. Where, like, are you going to head back to your apartment, or are you going to...
I'm going to call him from the car.
Okay.
I'm going to pull out of the, you know... parking lot and go find another parking lot and call him.
Alright, so you take out your phone and you dial. God presses Y. Frank, you and the father, as well as Sean and
Dr. Pepper.
Polly, and Jamie. Are hold
Paul,
up.
Paul just met us in a bar and he's wanted for murder now.
Life decisions.
You guys got me into this. You guys are getting me out of it.
You have fled Arkham, and you're holed up on at some whistle stop diner on 95.
Don't tell the feds where we are. Good grief.
And I'm not.
Tell Chris now. He knows.
He's right there.
Sorry.
True. Idiot. I am here.
So yeah, you guys are holed up in some whistle stop diner on 95.
And he says it again. Taking notes. Whistle stop diner.
On 97.
That's right, on 95.
Yes.
On 94.
Pete, make a break for it.
Run, Pete, run.
When Frank, your phone rings.
Frank has started drinking rather heavily since He wanted to get out of the Scooby life and
the Reverend.
The father. Father had to go and kill somebody. Frank takes a flask out of his inner jacket pocket, pours a generous amount of bourbon into his coffee, pulls his phone out. It's Lundy.
Who's Lundy? No, we don't know.
You guys probably.
I'm not there. Him.
No, I'm talking to Meyer. Meyer James and my friend from the FBI.
Do you have a friend in the FBI?
Wait, you don't have friends?
I don't know if you call him a friend so much, but I'm going to see what he wants. I'll be right back.
All right, just don't tell him where we are.
So just for a little...
We're at a Whistle Stop Diner.
It's Lundy, where are you?
Just for a little background, Ryan, this is a couple of days later.
How did I get my aura stop bleeding? My stump.
You got it. You know
a Band-Aid.
Right. You know a crazy no-questions doctor.
We started...
Yeah. Sean Pepper.
Is it above my elbow, or is it just my... It's my shoulder.
Hold on.
You have, like, a little nubbin.
We started up the car and used
guys,
the muffler to
cauterize
the wound. You know, motel room with cash, and there's a diner across the way. You know, you're, like I said, and you've been watching TV and looking at the paper, so, like, you know that basically what they're suspecting is they said that, you know, the woman whose name I don't remember was found dead.
Honestly, Ed, if we're all wanted for murder, I don't think we'd be at a diner. I think we'd probably all be in the motel room.
Yeah,
especially
okay.
especially if he's laid up with.
Then you're in the motel room. You're wherever you know you're at a motel. Then you're in the motel room, and you know that she was found murdered. That they're saying that she was found murdered in a ritualistic style,
and they think that it's
It was in a room that had sort of. Ritualistic carvings and bizarre markings all over the place.
But if she owned the building and she was caught dead there, wouldn't they suspect that she was part of said cult?
They're not exactly clear what happened, but they are suspecting that that it was a cult activity and that the five of you were the ones involved.
Yeah, they were well-respected staples of the community, and we were just people staying in the hotel, so they probably pinned it on us. All right, so I go in the bathroom, I close the door, and I answer the phone.
Lundy, you made the news.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, it says that you were part of a ritualistic murder, that you may be a cult leader.
Wait, that made the news too?
Lundy's actually just going to kind of recite the article to you, not realizing...
I've been watching the news, asshole. I know what they say.
Then why'd you tell me to tell you about it?
I was being sarcastic. Look,
so why are you really in the news?
One of us got a little funny in the head and actually did kill that woman. It wasn't involved in a ritual or anything, but there were some things... You know what I mean when I say things that shouldn't be.
Just as a reminder, to be fair, she was an evil woman. She was the bad guy.
Yeah.
And she was killing people and stealing their bodies.
Will did murder her in cold blood, absolutely. But she was
I think murder is a little of an understatement.
Yeah, he like stabbed the crap out of her.
Yeah, he kind of perforated her everything.
Turned her into a pincushion.
Look. The guy who actually committed the killing was a priest. For what that's worth.
An angel.
Yeah, he was not in his right mind.
Was?
For all I'm...
I would expect Will would be having a crisis of faith right about now.
Considering
Will's catatonic.
Not was a priest.
He's sort of checked out right now.
Sort of.
He's never much of a priest to begin with.
Yeah, he really wasn't.
Oh, my wife died.
Yeah, he went.
I don't understand why he wouldn't want to go.
But basically, he's just been wandering around. He's been catatonic since the event.
He won't talk to anybody. He's just. In outer space. Listen, we're in a lot of trouble here. The heat's on us. Is there anything you can do to help?
Maybe. I don't know. think I'm heading down to Portland. Up to Portland? Up. Over to Portland? Where am I again? Up and over.
Heading out.
Out. Out. That's the word.
I'm assuming you mean Portland, Maine, and not Portland, Oregon.
I don't know. Which one did I mean?
Portland, Maine.
Maine.
Meyer, you can heal 3 hit points.
I kind of thought it was Oregon.
Do I miss him? Oh yeah, I'm
well, listen, we're holed up at a little place, just over the Massachusetts state line.
Oh my gosh!
We'll meet you up there.
You're heading that way.
We're headed. I have no idea where we're headed. Honestly, I was supposed to be out of this Monday.
Why don't you head that way? You have some expertise that perhaps I could use over where I'm headed. And then maybe I could lend you my expertise after.
That would be preferable, I think.
Thank you for playing into this exactly as I wanted you to.
You're welcome.
Is anybody else injured, by the way?
I'm very injured.
Yeah, I'm injured. I'm.
You could heal 6, Ryan. No.
I had 3 at 6.
Oh. Anybody else injured?
You got an arm off.
James?
I don't know. I don't think I'm injured. I'm not labeled off as injured, but I am labeled off as lost insanity.
Yeah, my guy's good.
Oh, yeah, I am missing 2 sanity points.
You can recover those sanity.
You'll never get those back.
That's probably less than he should be missing, honestly.
Yeah. I remember we were...
It said take him back.
So we were rules lawyered by our listeners. We have to roll under our current sand, not our sand max.
Okay.
We don't have to.
Yeah.
Well, I think it plays into the spirit of the game.
I do like going crazy, so I'm going to.
I was listening to a game on RPPR the other day, and one of the players was... He reminded me of you, Chris, because he was doing everything he could to go more insane and was getting so disappointed when he passed sand checks.
I'm at a quarter of my health right now.
Was that the one that Aaron ran recently?
Probably, like...
No? Different?
It was Ross's new
coma
one.
Right now.
It was Trail of Cthulhu, though?
Ah.
All right, so I'm going to give... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to give you all the information on which hotel I'm going to be at. Why don't you meet me there?
All right.
We can talk.
Thanks, man. Yeah. You're a godsend.
Hey. Who are your new friends?
More than that fucking priest, anyway.
Godsend.
On the cover. You said you were watching the news?
Yeah.
There's a picture of you all over. A couple other people. I don't know any of them.
Well, one of them is just a guy we happened to meet at a bar before the night all this shit went down. Poor bastard's been kicking things.
So, I should expect these people to be with you.
Yes.
I like the child.
You didn't meet Jamie. Jamie is a badass biker who hunts things down.
He may be a little bit less badass now.
He's about one arm less badass.
He's about one arm less badass.
Fellow hunter.
He's been... He's been smoking a lot, so I'm trying to get his cool back.
I would say Dr. Pepper's probably been keeping Jamie...
Alive?
In a state of
medication?
Morphine stupor.
Yeah,
it's probably for the... How did
Meyer got his arm ripped off.
Yeah, yeah, no,
ripped
that.
Off. Okay, yeah.
By,
some there was some talk of a stomp cauterization.
Yeah.
And by...
It was it was some sort of goo monster that... Wrapped its tentacle, its pseudopod around Meyer's arm and just tore it up.
Basically hentai.
Because all Will did was just hide under a fucking table.
Yeah,
old lady showed up. Yeah.
He hid behind a cabinet because there were giant monsters, and then a little old lady came up. I'm gonna stab her.
Yeah.
To be fair,
monster.
Okay, so.
And also to be fair, well.
To be fair, this is what happened. Will's character. Was useless against the monster, so he hid.
Okay.
Because he hid, and because a lot of weird stuff happened, his character... Because in this game, you can lose sanity.
Right, yeah, that's... Yeah.
So he went... And if you lose enough sanity, you have effects that happen.
Right.
And one of the effects that happened to him was he had homicidal mania.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So he just happened to have that sanity effect when the woman walked into the room. Mm. And I decided that his homicidal mania was that he had to destroy all evil. Mm. And she was the only evil left in the room.
The monster had gone away?
The monster was... They all killed the monster.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So he...
Not before it took off Meyer's arm. Nice job, guys.
Right.
Mm. Well done.
So...
The first time we fought a monster, it just ate Meyer.
He still got an arm.
Meyer, that sucks.
It's all right. Then another time when we fought a monster, James and I died in a fire.
Yeah. Yeah, we started.
Whose soul got stolen by the monster?
That was James. My other character got sucked into a book.
This is
and then burned alive.
James 3. Okay.
Yeah.
This game's a meat grinder.
It is.
Seems that way.
Yeah, James 1 burned alive.
I have no shot at
James James 2 got put in the book and then burned alive.
Because if you guys can't survive, I'm screwed.
All right. So I'm going to press Y again. What's your name again?
Angela.
Yeah. Sheila.
Sheila. All right. So, Sheila, what kind of books do you write? Like, give me a little background to Sheila.
The ones.
Oh, great. Another author.
Yeah. Sci-fi.
My next character is already an author.
Sci-fi, yeah. Really, really good post-apocalyptic sci-fi.
Okay.
Do you write teen? Do you write Hunger Games spinoffs?
No. I don't do tween.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
There's no sparkling involved?
No, there's no glittering vampires.
By spinoffs, I mean ripoffs.
Augie, you are currently in Portland.
Yep. I decided I'm from Austin, Texas, though. I'm not from Portland.
Are you weird then?
But I'm in Portland.
You are currently...
Keep Austin weird.
Oh, I am very weird.
You are currently in Portland because you've heard about the disappearances.
Okay. It's probably the Men in Black trying to cover up their tracks, so I gotta figure out what's going on.
Right. And so you have all these theories, and you've been posting. You also know that there is a new cannery using a new preservative... opened in Portland, and that concerns you.
Yeah.
Because they're probably polluting the watershed.
Probably a mind control preserve.
What? No, it's not polluting the watershed. It's a mind control preserve.
Well, that too.
That's what all the chemicals in the food do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Therefore, dumbing down the people and making them more docile.
Dumping the chemicals when they could be putting them in the food.
The Salty Dog Brewery is under new management.
That's fine.
Well, you don't know. I mean,
he likes Salty Dog.
Yeah, that's a good beer.
But it's under new management, and you don't know what they're going to do to it.
I'll have to look into it.
It was sort of bought up by a corporate office. But,
oh, okay. Well, then yeah.
It's not just new management. It was bought out.
Lizard people bought out. Well, the New World Order, because now craft beers are becoming more popular.
Right.
Corporate overlords and the New World Order are trying to buy up all the craft breweries so they can put their same mind control chemicals in the small beers that they do in the big beers.
So
that's why
that
chemical is called alcohol.
Let's say that you frequent Alex's blog.
Oh, I do? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, then. Actually, no, that's not true.
No, that's where I get ideas for my stories.
I have an AD in English, so I can write them well.
Yeah, no, it's where I get
ideas
for my stories.
You're
fantastic.
A drift there?
Yeah.
As somebody in the Portland area. Let's say you live in the Portland area.
Why not?
Does that make
I have a laptop. I can park outside Starbucks. Steal some Wi-Fi.
You would like to... You set up an interview with Augie.
No. Whoa. Wait a minute here.
The interview...
Do I know her?
She's been pestering you for an interview for a long time.
All right.
Interview with Morse code.
Augie's going to be 20 minutes late.
Okay.
I did have to promise that it would be in a public place if you're
choosing.
You're doing research and you want to hear some of his theories.
Right.
Crackpot theories, you know, but you think they'll make a great story.
And I'm only bringing a pen and paper because if I bring a computer, it'll make him suspicious.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has to be someplace with free Wi-Fi, too, so that you can midget.
Oh, no. I can't. No, I don't want free Wi-Fi now.
Okay.
It has to be someplace open, like
when
a park.
When you log? Okay.
What time of year is it?
It's the summer.
Oh. All right, so still a park.
I feel like your character, every time he comes into contact with someone that wears glasses, should snatch them off their face and make sure there's no camera, and then give them back. It's one of them Google face.
Yeah, I draw the line at pat downs for.
I'll give you an ocular pat down.
Yeah, well.
Gross. Augie is convinced that the government's after him, even though the government doesn't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
But he's convinced that he's on the run from the government.
All right. So,
would you mind putting your phone in the refrigerator?
Man, gotta keep a single cold.
Yeah.
Gotta keep a single cold.
I forgot about that.
What?
I forgot about that too.
It's from a fiasco.
From a fiasco.
I listened to that the other day.
My freaking phone.
So where's your where's your meeting?
In the park.
Okay.
I park and kind of spy on her for like 15 minutes to make sure he hasn't been followed.
I'm pacing in front of a park bench because I really don't like people who aren't on time.
Okay.
So I'm frustrated.
Okay.
Pacing.
So that's just, this is just a character introduction. So.
All right. So Augie steps out of the, after about, you know, 15 minutes and then deciding that she hasn't been followed, even though he really has no way of knowing. Augie steps out of the bushes.
No one came and sat on the in the bench next to her.
Yeah.
Siri, was she followed?
Oh, no, Augie doesn't. No, they just control your mind, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
He walks out of the bushes. He's wearing really worn, faded jeans that look like they've been patched up a few times, and just a gray sweatshirt that has a few stains on it. He definitely has not seen a shower in a week or two. His 5 o'clock shadow is probably getting closer to like 8 or 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And he's got a knit a wool cap on his head pulled down.
Foil lined?
Yes. But you can't tell it from looking at it.
How many teeth is he missing?
He has all his teeth.
Ooh.
Would I bring my iguana with me? No, it's too dangerous. Spiro's in the car.
This guy is a gold mine.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, and he's like dirty and.
Mister.
Just call me Truthmonger. That's how you know me.
Thank you for agreeing to meet me. It's really it's fantastic to finally meet you.
He's looking over his shoulders. What is it you want?
I find your blog fascinating. I'm an avid reader of your blog, and I wanted to
spread the news.
I completely understand your message, and I was hoping that we could talk a little bit more about some of your theories, and you could expound upon
them. Wait a minute. First off, they're not theories. They're truth. It's not a theory if it's true.
Tell me more about the truth, Mr. Monger, sir.
What do you want to know?
Well, first of all, how do you feel about the takeover, the corporate takeover of the Salty Dog Brewery?
I've said it before, and I'm pretty sure I posted it on the blog. But obviously, the New World Order is once again trying to get its slimy little fingers into every little nook and cranny, and it's trying to destroy good old-fashioned American capitalism by taking over the small breweries and putting their mind-control chemicals inside the microbrews that they put inside the big stuff.
Have you begun researching or thinking about the chemical structure of the mind-control preservatives that they're using, and what's actually the chemical process you believe is happening in the body with these chemicals?
It makes the brain docile. It produces more of the docileness hormone that makes people docile.
Mm-hmm.
That's why if you have to drink alcohol,
mm-hmm.
it has to be something strong, like mm-hmm. at least 120 proof,
mm-hmm.
because the chemicals can't work in that kind of alcohol. It's too strong.
I had read something on your blog about one of the best defenses against mind control being strategic use of leeches. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
That was a guest post, but. I don't know, some people subscribe to that theory that if you regularly blood yourself, you can get out the mind control chemicals, but, he scratches his head and you can hear the distinct crunching sound of tinfoil. I don't know how true that is. Kind of sounds crazy to me.
No, Alex, I would just like to point out, you are here to investigate
the brewery?
The disappearances, mostly. The disappearances. The brewery, the cannery, they could all be connected for all you know.
They probably are. Everything's connected. That's what people don't see.
Right.
Maybe Lundy should leech himself.
But what you should really be that about is those disappearances that have been going on.
Oh, yes. I was hoping that you would have some ideas about the source of the disappearances. It's really, right now, the police seem to be stumped. And, of course, I assume as a government organization, they're part of the conspiracy as well.
Of course.
Right. So even if they had information, they wouldn't necessarily be revealing it to the public. But what information have you gotten or have you been privy to about these disappearances?
Look, I've only just started scratching the surface. But you said it was fishermen? And when you say sailors, do you mean like Navy sailors or just...
Any
folks who work on the water.
Yeah.
Any
guys who
people.
Have been coming in through the port of Portland.
Okay.
Which is what it's called.
Actually, that's Will. My best guess
is that the government is building something out in the water. And these people are getting too close. Mm. That's why they go out and they just disappear. Because they get snatched up by the NWO and they get killed with their murder squads.
And so your theory is that they're not even making it back into port. What do you think is being done with the bodies?
Oh, it's a big ocean, lady. Plenty of space out there.
So, how do you think the government's going to divert national attention away from these disappearances in order to continue conspiring to keep people away from...
What do you mean national attention? It's not going to get any national attention. And even if it did, they'd probably just do another school shooting or something. That always seems to work.
That's true. What do you think...
Wait, time out, though. There are people who legitimately believe that the school shootings are government conspiracies to divert attention.
And in no way does that put school shootings because they're terrible.
They actually have people that they've seen that look similar between shootings, and they say, "Oh, look, it's the same actor."
Yeah,
we do need to make those disclaimers because
I would. Yeah, I mean that makes sense.
I don't believe anything that I'm saying.
Right.
But
or we just need to cut out a whole 10 minutes of the actual play.
Yeah, honestly, this
episode is going to get taken down. There's too much truth.
The truthiness is a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Mr. Monger, sir, can you tell me, what do you think they're building out in the ocean? I mean, there are so many possibilities about different sorts of war machines, different sorts of mind control devices. What are some ideas about what this actually might be,
If I had to take a guess, since we're north, it's probably an ocean warmer. They want to collect solar energy and pump it into the water to increase the water temperature and create crazy weather patterns.
Both of you give me an idea check.
Of course. Some people believe their lies about global warming.
So it'll kill all the people on the coastlines that they don't want to... idea, you said?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
What is there?
A very upper right.
Yeah. What do I do with the idea? Oh, you roll it and try to get under.
27 out of 80.
Try to get under, okay. That one's the one. That's an 8. I got it.
So you both made it.
The best way to investigate these things might be to actually go digging for information.
Oh, I know. But that doesn't stop me from coming up with a theory.
Oh, no. I'm just saying.
You don't need evidence for the theory.
No, coming up with a theory is great, but you guys actually want to know.
Oh, no, I want to know for certain. Right. You should ask me what my theory. That's my theory.
So, I was thinking that, one of the things that I wanted to do is I wanted to try and get some more concrete information about this. So I was thinking of starting, perhaps by interviewing, some of the fishermen who have been working regularly at the Port of Portland for a long time, hoping that maybe they've seen something strange, they could report on something, even something unrecognizable. Perhaps they would have some sort of information.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You should talk to them, see.
You know, as much as I understand that they're a part of the conspiracy as well, I felt like it might be worthwhile to talk to the Portland Police Department.
Yeah, you can try.
Get their skewed version of things.
Is there a way that we can keep in contact throughout this investigation? I feel like we have so much information to share.
Well, I don't do this often, but, all right, come with me. Augie starts walking back through the
Sheila wrote, reluctantly? No, not reluctantly. Probably too quickly follows, but...
Cautiously,
yeah.
But her hand is on her mace.
Yeah, like, with reservation, with full awareness of what she's doing.
Augie walks back through the park towards the parking lot or the street, whatever's on the side, to a very faded, pitted, rusted-out red pickup truck that has a camper built into the bed of it. And walks to the door of the camper and opens it up and starts rummaging through things. Ah, hey, Spiro, how you doing? And then,
how much shit is in the car?
Not too much.
No, like, you know, just...
There's a few,
Considering he lives in his truck, it's pretty clean.
How much iguana shit is in his truck?
More than you want to know.
Yeah, just the back seat. Passenger.
And eventually he pulls out a burner phone, like still in the package. Here, I'll call you.
I promise I won't give this number to anybody else. And are there certain times of day I should keep it on, or just keep it on all the time?
Keep it on all the time.
Okay.
I will call you when I have something.
Mm-hmm.
If you need something, he pulls out a scrap, an old napkin, and writes down a number. This is my phone. Once we're done, it will not ring.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate all your input. I think we're going to make a very good team, Mr. Monger, sir.
Call me Augie.
Yeah.
He reaches in and pulls out an iguana and puts it on his shoulder. This is Spira.
Charming.
You want to say hi?
Hi, Spiro.
He doesn't bite. You can pet him if you want.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, I find reptiles fascinating.
She likes your lizard.
She's part of the reptile.
All right. So God is going to press Y. And we're going to return to the van. Father, you wake up. We're going to tell this scene from the point of view of the father. You finally wake up.
My chopper is in it.
The last thing you remember is murdering the helpless old lady.
Yep.
And then you just go... You went... I believe you went blind, and then you went catatonic.
Hysterical blindness, it is.
Yes.
Yeah. This whole murder for a couple of seconds.
First, got all
second
murder
favorite form of blindness.
Catatonic. Your vision has returned. You wake up.
Second favorite.
And you're laying on your back in the van.
Diabetes.
Huh.
You wake up to Pete licking your face.
It's his favorite way to go blind.
Oh, man.
It'd be a lot weirder if it was Spiro.
You wake up to Jamie licking your face.
By the way, for all of our listeners, my character's name is Augie Nixon. That's why he named his iguana Spiro.
You play crazy.
Hey, listen. Jamie's on a lot of drugs. He might be licking his face.
Like that time Ed was petting me.
Yeah.
Wait, is Jamie actually in my face?
No.
No.
Pete is good old Pete.
Yeah.
So you wake up and Pete is licking your face.
Pete, stop licking
thanks,
that.
Pete. Frank looks over. He's got his flask out and is just
prick.
He's tugging from it. Looks over.
Ding!
Stop that! You're awake.
Someone just stopped that.
Good for you.
Stop that.
Pete did. He got his maximum whacking.
I'm starting to think this is a good thing.
You got put aside.
We're all wanted for murder.
Level 99.
Brutal cult killing.
Yeah.
Thanks to somebody.
Everything got really fuzzy. The only thing I remember is killing the old woman.
And spilling all of her blood all over me.
I don't remember that part.
She was on top of.
I don't remember that part.
She was restrained. No, it was stronger.
The one for murder, you know.
I don't know what happened.
You murdered her. That's what happened.
I did, yeah, but I don't really know why.
Why? Because you have
reasons I didn't punch him.
I don't know why either.
I wish I knew why, because I just met you guys, and now I'm wanted for murder.
And this is crazy.
I almost went there.
Yeah.
Almost went there.
I just met you.
Look, you know me. I don't do things like that. I don't know why I did that.
I got a friend.
You know me. I don't do things like that, except that time that you saw me do it.
Except that one time that I murdered a woman.
Shortly after you met
me. Other than that, I don't do things like that. I'm a priest.
Always.
Wait, we're all in a van now?
Yeah, down by the river.
It's a cramped one, because my motorcycle's in it.
We're the motivational speaker.
We could have your motorcycle on a hitch on the back.
Nope.
You probably didn't have a say in it, because...
Loki's really
strong. You can't exactly ride a motorcycle with one hand.
I can try.
Also, you can't stop us from hitching your motorcycle to the back when you're on morphine.
When I get... My other arm back. I'm gonna.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
That doesn't work that way.
No, I say that in character.
Jamie, it doesn't work that way.
I don't
know the things we've seen. You can find magic for.
Go back to sleep
arm.
Before I attach a fork to your nub.
We can find.
Don't give him a fork. That's a weapon.
Another arm magic.
A spoon.
Give him a spoon.
Magic arm.
That always comes with a price.
So you guys are on the road to Portland. You guys are about an hour out of Portland.
As, what's his face from Once Upon a Time?
All the magic comes at a price, Diddy.
So who's driving? Me or James? Cause you're
Wait, who is driving?
That's all right. We set the cruise control.
It's not me because I'm drinking, and it's not him because he's on drugs.
It's not the priest because he was catatonic.
Will just woke up behind the
steering wheel. I guess I'll be driving.
Where am I going?
Yeah, either Dougie or Sean should be driving.
Why did we let him drive?
Wait, who's Dougie?
You.
Not Dougie.
I'm Pauly.
Pauly.
Pauly, Dougie, Augie, same thing.
Oh, wow.
The GM that
we've got a Pauly, an Augie, and a Lundy.
Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you anymore. I probably won't tell any of you my name.
He's the monger.
And Jamie.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
There's a lot of ease in this.
There's no excuse for you.
We had everything under control. What,
Charlie? I know. I should turn myself in.
Yeah, turn yourself in, and they're going to ask where the rest of us are. I was on the road to become a doctor, and now I'm wanted criminal. Wow, a month can do a lot of things. Actually, no, one day. Where's your god now, mother?
It's Jonathan.
It's just
that's his name.
This is just a path. A path he has chosen for us.
Us.
Well,
you say the Lord. Mysterious way.
It does work in mysterious
ways. That's one piece of breakfast.
We're pulling the van over to the side of the road and I'm kicking your ass.
I will watch.
It's not a sandwich, Chris.
It's getting stabbed, though.
That's the case.
It's a Stromboli stabbing thing.
Holy, pull the van over to the side of the road.
I pull the van over to the side of the road.
And you just hear in the back, mother.
Are you going to do this as combat?
I don't think Will would actually fight back. I think he'll just sit there and just let us.
In that case, Frank is just going to get really angry at you for not fighting back.
Roll the
fight back, damn you! Fight back!
Are you going to punch him?
Yeah.
Roll the punch.
I'm pissed.
He's going to get scared and go to
clean. Roll the soap.
100%.
Roll the soak.
And it's an ineffectual punch. I rolled an 87 out of 50. So
you feel really guilty.
You're angry that you're just sort of like...
This is the way I picture this going down. I'm just shoving the father. Fight back, damn you! Why won't you fight back?
And he's just sort of like...
I lost all my vigor on the old lady when I heard her.
He's reacting how Will would react if that was really happening.
He's very passive-aggressive about it. Yeah.
Like turtles himself.
No, that's you.
No, you do that.
You do too.
Who hits me?
Anyway.
Chris.
Eventually.
Sorry.
But yeah, so.
No, it's not abusive.
The father is just sort of like scrunching up into a ball, and you're just sort of wildly flailing at him.
I'm gonna get
because you're so enraged, your punches are sort of ineffectual.
I'm looking back at you guys having a smoke.
I'm gonna get up and kind of try to restrain the father, my one arm, and say, you know, it's not worth it. Come on.
Yeah, I'm just gonna press a button. Oh,
you're right, Jamie.
Come on. Know what?
Thank you.
Alright, make a. So if you're gonna try to restrain him.
I'm not gonna fight him off.
Okay.
My heart kind of went out of it when I saw that the father is just.
Taking it.
I can't really blame him for killing the woman.
I was gonna say make a grapple check at half, but.
What do you mean blame him?
That's my grapple check at half.
She was a bad. Person thing.
She was a bad person, but I had a restraint.
He had a restraint, and then James took a knife.
I thought she was a demon.
I saw an old woman and thought, I gotta murder that.
She was a
I wanna hit that.
With a knife. Repeatedly.
Look, if you wanna turn yourself in, that's great.
But I swear, if you mention
I murdered the woman, why would they come after you? Like,
they think we're a cult.
You ever heard of something called an accessory to murder? Fact
is,
it happened, and then we left. We fled a crime scene.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys...
Across state lines.
Well, I wouldn't blame you guys for leaving me here.
That would make it federal, wouldn't it? Because we crossed
state lines. And then you guys went, right?
But you know...
Oh, look, we're going to meet my friend Lundy from the FBI. Hopefully he can help us.
Okay.
I'm still not okay with meeting a Fed.
Neither am I.
Kind of.
Yeah, there.
I know. But it's going to happen.
You're kind of going to flip the fuck out.
What does
you brought a government man here?
I wonder what Pete thinks about being a Fed.
Pete's going to meet a sparrow.
Uh-oh. Is Sparrow going to ride on Pete?
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
My lizard used to ride on my dog's back all the time.
Mm-hmm. My turtle chases my dog around.
So after the fight, I guess we all pile back in the van and start heading back to Portland in a shamed silence.
So you guys head to Portland.
I turn on the music.
You'll get there in about an hour. I'm going to press Y again.
Will you stop putting on country music?
Motherfucker!
Augie.
Yes.
That's going to be your first step in your investigation.
All right, so there's the disappearing sailors, the brewery, and...
The cannery.
So I can't imagine it's going to be a choice other than brewery.
Yeah, brewery.
You got it, friend.
All right.
Well, I will beat you with you.
I had to see if you find those the songs they were playing in the car.
So you walk into the brewery.
No. First I surveil it from the outside
for
my binoculars.
3 days.
My binoculars.
You got the infrared and thermal vision?
No.
Yes,
he's a very poor man.
You have a telescope?
I live in a truck. I don't have thermal binoculars.
Are they microglasses?
All right, so make me up spot hidden.
Why can't some thermal binoculars be in your truck?
I can't afford thermal binoculars.
I can't get you a set.
I am.
Are your dice on your phone?
I forgot my dice. Well, I didn't go home because I came straight from work. Yeah, 17 out of 60.
All right.
This rolls better.
You see Taurus going in. You know, there's a greeter at the door wearing a salty dog t-shirt. You see tourists going in, look like they're ready for a tour or something.
All right.
Or a show.
I'm going to go join that tour.
Can you wear a disguise?
He doesn't need a disguise. All he has to do is take a shower. Nobody will recognize him.
Yeah. I'm going to hop out of my car. I think a coffee cup falls out when I get out. Yeah. But I just leave it close the door.
Okay.
That's the only evidence.
So you walk up.
That's true. No, I throw the coffee cup back in my car. Yeah.
So you walk. You walk up to the front door. There's a man standing there, and he said, "Hi, welcome to the Salty Dog Brewery. Have you been here before?"
No. Can't say I have.
Well, you're in for a treat. Are you here for the tour, or just a shop?
Both. The tour.
All right. Well, there should be a tour beginning in just about 5 minutes. Please feel free to look around the shop. We've got some great things, some great souvenirs.
Well, we have a shop.
I'm sure you do.
We have a shop.
You know, there's going to be some free beer tasting, so I hope you have cab fare for the ride home.
Oh, I don't drink.
Oh.
And I walk in. What does the inside look like?
A brewery.
Well, no, the inside...
Like a gift shop.
You're in the gift shop. It looks like... Like a gift shop, you know.
They don't even wait for the
paraphernalia.
It's got, you know, stairs leading up to what you see. You see a bar, and then you see what looks like a theater area, and then two double doors.
Wow.
That lead to what you presume might be the brewery proper.
I'm gonna go through the double doors.
As you're headed to the double doors, somebody stops you. Excuse me, sir. You have to wait for the tour to start.
Oh, I thought it was starting.
No, there's going to be a short film first, and then beer tasting, and then we're going to tour the brewery floor.
Oh, okay. So
feel free to look at the gift shop until the tour starts.
Thank you.
I think
all right, I'm going to go to the gift shop, and then I'd like to make a sneak check to get back. Nope.
Okay.
56 out of 30.
Sir.
And he got a 1.
Oh.
On his spot hidden check.
He is right by that door.
Sir. The tour has it. The bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that way.
Back.
You're at the sign that says bathroom.
Right next to the bar.
Okay. I'm going to walk
next
to the bathroom.
Next to the sign that says bathroom.
I'm gonna like look back over my shoulder at him as I go. And then go in the bathroom. I'm going to wash my hands. Security is tight.
Tight as a drum.
I'm just imagining the filth that washes off your hands.
All right, so while you're washing your hands, you hear, Oh, from outside. All right, if everybody will please find a seat in the theater, our video's about to begin.
Is there a towel?
Uh-huh. No, just all there are
the blowers.
Oh my god, the blowers, Alex. It's just the blower.
It'll have to do. That's no. I'm just gonna walk out with wet hands.
I know, those blowers, you don't know.
They spray chemicals on your hands so that when you touch your face you lose control of your thoughts.
Yeah.
It's a mist.
Alright.
It's one of those.
That's why they never really get your hands dry.
The exactly. Blowers. They don't get your hands dry because they're putting more stuff on your hands.
Yeah.
Right.
Alright, so I'm gonna
You play this way too well.
I'm just making this shit up, man. I'm just gonna wipe my hands off on my shirt, leaving very like visible wet streaks.
So you just clean your hands to dirty them.
Yeah. All right. So you walk out. You walk into the theater. I'm not gonna bother to go. Are you gonna watch the video?
Is there anything else in the theater? Or is it just?
Yeah. No. It's just.
I'm gonna watch the people.
Okay.
This beer is made out of hops.
Yeah.
The people look bored. A lot of them, like, keep looking over their shoulder to the bar. If you want, you can make me a psychology check.
Okay.
I'm parched.
They all want the free beer.
Yeah, 62 out of 65.
Pretty much all of them are there for the free beer.
Yeah, of course.
They're bored of the video. They really don't want to sit there. They're there for the beer tasting.
Yep.
You suspect that a lot of them will leave before the tour.
And just go to the bar.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. I can't drink this beer until I know it's safe.
So, the video, it's about 20 minutes long.
If you want, you might have a chance of sneaking while, you know.
Wow, that's pretty long. I don't know what to talk
theater. Well, there's no one else for the security guard to look at.
Well, wait, the guy who was blocking me before, is he in the theater?
They get the train beer.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But there are other people working there, too.
Oh, nice. It's only that long because she got
to security's too tight. I learned my lesson. Security's too tight here. I'm just going to have to wait for the tour and try to sneak away.
Down. All
right. So the video ends, and the guy says, all right. And now for the part of the tour I'm sure you all have been waiting for.
My performance!
Shut the fuck up. We're going to do the free beer now. Now, I don't mind telling you that most people leave right after this is over, so don't feel bad if you do. I won't joke you.
Can we start the tour part?
Yeah, the tour is going to begin right after the beer.
Can I skip the beer and go to the tour? I'd like to tour the facility, please.
Yeah, we're going to tour the facility as soon as.
Right, but I don't want any beer. I just want to tour the facility.
Well, you don't have to drink, sir. We're not going to force you to drink. We're not cruel here. But, you do have to wait. So you won't be forced fed any beer. Don't worry.
You're monsters.
Fine.
Now, and he walks over. Now, I think you'll be really interested in this first beer. And he starts going into a spiel about the different types of beer.
This one's got cherries in it.
This one's made with hops.
Is there anything in particular you want to do while he's in it going into a spiel?
Scowl.
Yes, I'm going to scowl. I don't even think there's anything else I can... Oh, wait, I have a camera. Oh, I forgot to give myself some photography.
This one's made with love.
So I'm taking pictures of it.
Bad thing.
Yeah. 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 So make a photography check.
Photography is
10%. Ooh, I got a 7!
Oh!
Nice. All right, so yeah, you managed to get some shots of people drinking beer and this guy pouring beer.
That's a cute
You man. Actually have a really good action shot of him, like...
No, I'm trying to get pictures of the beer itself,
uh-huh.
So that way I can compare the color.
You've got
beer.
A really nice shot of like the head of a beer,
light, right?
Yeah, like I have to be able to compare the color of the uh-huh. beer to the color of what I know are safe beers to determine the chemical composition if they've added my.
All right, so his spiel ends.
Thank God.
So, all right, so now the three of you that are probably going to remain after the free beer, you can follow me into the brewery proper. And he starts to walk off, and like 2/3 of the tour group.
I'm like third in line. I don't want to be too eager.
You're at the end of the line.
Oh.
Because there's only three people.
Okay.
You said so there was like six people there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It didn't right. seem that great.
But yeah, I'm at the end of the line.
Well, a third, so 2/3, there were about
Wait,
nine
are you
people.
Do
there.
Math now?
Yeah.
Nice.
There are about 9 or 10 people there. Most of them have left. It's just you and the two other people.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm at the end of the line. Then.
And,
just loving
all right, so now, as you heard in the video, and he starts going on and on and on about
question.
The Yes.
When was the brewery purchased by blah 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 company?
Well, that purchase happened about 3 months ago. Our parent company, they're still using the same formula, the same Salty Dog formula that we've been using since we were founded. But you know, we are just we're going to be able to bring our beer to more of the world now, which is really exciting.
Question.
Yes.
Have your corporate overlords forced you to change anything about your beer that you're not telling us?
No, as I said, we're using the same formula. We have a bigger distribution.
I want to make a psychology check to see if he's lying. I fail. 98 out of 65.
Oh, damn. You're pretty sure this guy's holding something, but you really can't tell. He might be, he might not be, you don't know.
He is.
He's too good.
Yeah, he's good.
As I said, it's just our distribution has expanded. So, you know, we're going to start building breweries in other places, which is really, really exciting. We're going to have Salty Dog breweries all around the world now. But this is the first one, which actually, like I said in the video...
I pull out a notepad and start furiously scribbling.
This was built in, I think it was Nathaniel Hawthorne's, I forget. Some writer's house the brewery was actually built in.
The dog is a real beer?
Yeah.
Look at that.
I know.
Red dog. Research.
No, I've actually been to this brewery.
Did your character think that the president is a lizard man?
Oh, yeah. No, I know the president's a lizard man.
Well, he is a lizard man.
You know, every president is a lizard
man. That was fantastic. He was a lizard man.
Yep.
I
can show you the proof about Obama being a lizard man. It
wasn't Obama.
The sad truth is, but, though, it's the lizards manipulating the candidates.
Yeah. Show us your birth.
All right, so he walks you into the brewery, and he starts talking about, you know, how the brewery was founded by an Englishman, and they use the English way of brewing. Okay.
I'm writing down everything because I think everything is a sign that there's something wrong.
Yeah, and he sort of points out what different parts of the machine do and what the workers do.
Please tell me that you're writing in, like, mirror writing or some kind of a cipher.
It's my own code.
That only you know.
Yeah,
it's his own alphabet.
It's my own code that I devised.
Is there anything you want to do while you're in the brewery?
I'm going to try to sneak away again.
All right, make a sneak check.
Oh, man. This guy's too good.
Oh, yeah. God. That looks like the eye. There must be the good one out of here.
Nope.
It's too good.
64 out of 30.
That's the only person in the tour that's asking any questions, then tries to sneak away.
Yeah, the tour.
Sir, you're going to have to stay with the tour group. You're not allowed to wander the brewing floor. You could get hurt, all the machines and everything.
Oh. I'm sorry. We wouldn't want that.
As you're petting the dog, that's just...
You know, if there are any questions about anything that I'm saying, please feel free to ask. There's not much more to the tour left. I can't really walk you around. The machines are too dangerous, so... Yes.
When can we see where the mind control agents are added to the beer?
If you're talking about alcohol, that starts...
No, not alcohol. The mind control agents that the New World Order is ordering you to put into your beer.
You know, and he pulls on his ear.
All right, I'm going to make a psychology check. Nope. This guy is fucking good.
Yeah. They're too entrenched in my power.
Nope.
Pulling on his ear. He must be getting orders from his ears.
Yeah, exactly. His implants. He's getting orders.
Well, you know, the only mind control agent we add, Salty Dog, is... Well, the alcohol, you know, because that kind of lets you... The only mind control that does is let you have fun, right? About this time, two men come up behind you. Sir, I think it's time.
Oh!
You came with us.
This is how it goes, huh? As soon as someone starts trying to spread the truth, you try to silence them with your thugs.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, sir. We're gonna take a walk to the parking lot.
Oh, hell no. I'm fighting them.
Uh-oh.
No.
I'm whipping myself and trying to run away.
Okay, so...
Sir, I think you've had too much to drink.
No, Alex, you gotta do it sitting style and just lay down and go limp.
That's what they catch him.
I'm not resisting! Okay, so you're gonna try to run?
Yep.
Alright. One of them is gonna try to grapple you. One of them is gonna try to grab you.
Alright, so what would I roll to run?
Probably dex times 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
75, okay. Yep, 63 out of 75.
Okay, so you start to run. So they're gonna try to run after you. They're gonna try to catch you.
Teammate.
Thank you.
Where are you running?
I don't know.
That way.
The opposite direction of that.
Away, yeah.
Yeah, away.
Okay.
I don't have a plan here.
Yeah, you do. You get away.
I'm trying to run towards the brewing floor because that's where they're putting in the mind control.
Okay, 69 out of 70.
Towards whatever.
I beat them.
No, they beat you.
But we have to get lower. I got 63.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you got a 75.
Out of 75.
Oh, out of 75.
Yeah. Okay. So they're chasing you.
All right. I'm trying to get to the brewing floor where they're putting in the mind control agents.
Okay. All right. So I guess make the roll again. 64.
31.
All right. Let's say it'll take you another turn to get to like. A big vat of beer.
Okay.
Where you think they're putting it in.
Uh-huh. Can't watch me fail this one. Ooh, no, 23.
They got a 9.
God damn it.
So yeah, he... One of the guys
can I spend
is,
a moxie?
No.
Damn it.
So they are close enough, so now... They're gonna... One of them's gonna try to grapple.
How do I...
Twice, though.
How do I, fight a grapple? Is it just an opposed grapple check?
Yeah. No, it's, okay, so...
It's grapple to grab, and then it's strength versus strength on
so the oh, right, yeah. Well, he has to pass his check first to grab.
Yeah.
Right. 11.
No, yeah.
So he passes it.
Which one's the 9?
The one that's shaped like a 9.
They're both shaped.
It's 11 out of 25. Actually,
like
out of 30,
and I'll
give him
a
if it's combat,
you guys
zero after
the scene
goes first.
We did.
It's never.
Oh,
it's just by dex in
60.
Okay.
So yeah.
Thank you for being useful.
I keep mixing those up with.
Yeah.
Since they're both percentile systems.
What? So one shape like a
we
nine.
Always play mage.
So he succeeds his grapple. All
right.
Right between you guys.
Anybody else want?
No,
thank you.
No, please. Thank you.
I hope you hate your humorous.
I think I'm the troublemaker of this game.
Nope. You're the Freddy of this game.
Yes.
I have a PRT next month.
That would be fair. And that mage, Will is also the troublemaker.
Yeah.
Serving size is fine.
Only because he's racist.
I have one.
It's a good thing I didn't bring my gun in with me.
I have to say though, you're taking the COC. You have very hilarious.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, I figure my character knows a lot about the occult and shit because he believes in all that. But as soon as he sees it, he's gonna bug the fuck out.
I know a lot about occult.
I
want you to get like one conspiracy like right on the nose, and then when it's figured out,
I'm sure
crap,
you're very fit.
I was right.
I said I'm sure you're very fit.
Oh, fuck,
we left
that. Laughing at you because you're sure it's dynamite.
No,
so
I'm
looking
dynamite.
Grappling. I don't know what you have to do.
It's on the resistance table. Is it strength for strength on the resistance table? Right.
Yes.
Four massive bodies to escape.
And so the four males.
My strength is 12.
Let's see your strength. Is
Chris
12.
Here.
I'm
gonna play some Flappenberg.
I can let them out.
Or Brian.
I'll let him back in. No.
Is Brian always in?
This was a
Flappenberg
slip. Is he doing minigame?
No.
Yeah. So they have to make a roll.
He was supposed
Louis,
to
do that.
Alright.
Don't die, also have to make a roll.
Best of 42.
Oh, wait, guys, you break out, so you're the active guy.
Very much wow.
Best 42.
I got a 3.
39.
What?
Impale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so you break out.
You have to beat a 25, but yeah, you break out.
I did. That's a crit, too.
Yeah.
Alright.
So you break out and you knock them on their ass, so they're down for a turn.
Alright, where are they putting in the mind control?
Why?
Right. I don't know.
It looks like they're putting a bag of stuff into a big vat.
I knew it! I'm gonna take lots of pictures.
It says sugar on the bag.
It doesn't say anything on the bag?
No. It just has a picture of salty dog on it.
Of course. Is there another one of those bags lying around?
No. Not anywhere near you.
You're going to have to punch the guy out.
Yeah, I'm going to have to punch him and take the bag. Or no. First, I'm just going to try to grab the bag.
Well, they're up on top of the vat is tall. And
so no big deal. Take the ladder. They'll both fall. You grab the bag from the ground and go.
Well, they could be innocent. I don't want to hurt them until I know that they're on the
campus. Okay. No such thing as innocent.
I tell you what, there's a handful of it on the ground.
All I need. Next year. Put it in my pocket.
Okay.
Run.
All right. I'm just going to let you run then.
I'm just bolting out of the brewery.
All right, so you bolt out of the brewery.
Yeah. I'm Usain Bolton.
go through a fire exit.
Yeah, where's the one? Yeah.
We're recording. Guys, we're recording. Mom, we're recording.
Sorry, I was talking to her. That was my fault.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. All right.
All right, so I hop in my truck and
we play Eric here.
Maybe our listeners are interested in their conversation.
Maybe. All right, so... How are you going to start your investigation? I'm going to press Y and go over to Shiro.
I'm going
to
go to the police.
Okay.
But I'm not going to tell him that. I'm going to go to the police and sort of leave that part out.
Okay.
When I talk to him, because I know he won't find it very useful.
He's a GPS checker.
So I'm going to go to the Portland Police Department. And I'm going to go up to the lovely person who I'm sure is disgruntled standing behind the sergeant's desk. And I'm going to ask to speak to the lead detective on whoever the lead detective is that's dealing with the case of the disappearances.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I could get him on the phone.
And I never...
I don't know.
Detective Coulson, the lady here wants to see you. Alright.
By the way, as soon as I get away, I'm going to park somewhere with Wi-Fi and post about how the Salty Dog Brewery is adding mind control agents.
Yeah, he'll be right up front.
Great, thank you.
So a couple minutes later, a man
posts up the pictures.
Middle age.
That sounds like a
mustache, black hair,
developed,
stocky, tall.
Uh huh.
I have a digital camera.
No, they can't.
What can I do for you?
Funnier from the fact that your family slept and had all stuff to do it yourself.
I was just doing a little bit of research. I'm a writer, and I've been doing some research, just trying to gather some factual information about the recent disappearances. Because I just thought, well, I thought you guys are doing such a wonderful job here at the police department that you guys would really best inform me as to sort of the circumstances behind these disappearances.
Well, pretty much all the information we're allowed to release is in the papers.
Oh, see, I'm not writing for a paper, so I'm not here to publish the information. But I'm just gathering. It's research, but it's not going to be published anywhere. So, is there any information available that hasn't yet been released to the papers?
No. Like I said, pretty much all that we're allowed to talk about is in the papers.
Is there any way I could convince you to share some of your case notes with me?
Sleep with them.
And if you say use feminine wiles, I'm going to hit punch you.
Well, I will tell... So, in-game, or out of character, I'll tell you that using a skill like credit rating...
How about persuade?
Or persuade.
Can I do that?
Persuade.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to couple it with a reason. Like, making a persuade check. I'll let you make a persuade check if you could, if you can come up with a reason to get him to...
To tell me about the disappearances? Mm-hmm. Well, I have a family member who works on the docks, and I'm very concerned about their well-being.
All right, give me a persuade check.
I have a score of 75 on my paper, so I have to roll less than that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the 1 and this is the 10. Don't forget that.
Okay. It's more important that you not forget that.
64.
Okay.
So I did it.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that. What's your, let me take a look, please. I can tell you that, you know, it's a strange thing. Fishermen have been disappearing, and, I can tell you there have been some strange stories from some of the fishermen in the village.
Stories like what?
That drunk O'Malley had a crazy story about that fishing village that they all hang out, that all the fishermen hang out with down by the beaches.
So they're saying there's something going on in the village?
I'm not really... I haven't heard him tell the story, but I hear he tells, he's afraid of the beach, won't go back there, that sort of thing.
So, where can I find this O'Malley?
Probably by, the Pequot. You know, the bar?
Yeah. Is there anything else that I can tell, my dear brother who works on the docks, just to keep him safe?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you could tell him to stay away from the beach or the docks.
I appreciate all of your help. This is... I mean, really, this is just... Oh, I'm over the moon. Thank you so much.
Of course.
And I am going to leave the police station.
All right.
And I am going to go... Should I have to tell you where I'm going to go?
Not yet.
Okay.
That was an amazing contrast in the scene. There's two different investigative techniques.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, my technique is not so much a technique.
Where are you guys meeting in Portland? God, pressing Y to a business
hotel.
A hotel.
I just googled it.
Yeah. All right, so let's say that there's a Portland Marriott that you guys are meeting at.
Yes.
Let's see if there is.
Am I needed for this scene?
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right, so
if you want to go, you can go. Yeah. And...
There is a Marriott in Portland.
Alright, so I assume so.
There's a Marriott, there's a Signal 8, there's a Holiday Inn.
You're a racist, man.
Yep, I hate black people.
Oh, honey.
David's black, it's okay, he can say that.
Oh, hey, they can't prove that, and I will punch you in the throat, motherfucker.
Alright.
Wait, David, how are we getting you to punch Will in the throat?
Oh, he knows.
Oh, I know.
Is this thing that the kids at work say when David walks by? They go, "Oh, David."
Do you want me to punch you in the throat?
I know. I'm telling him how to get you to punch Will in the throat.
I want you to punch Will in the throat.
It actually annoys me too because they don't shut up about it.
Yeah, but see, it's every class that does it.
YOLO, swag, swag, swag.
Yeah. All right.
Oh my God, who just said YOLO?
No, I threw my phone at him.
Thanks.
Pass it back so I can do it again.
Alright, so...
Meyer raised a good point.
Jamie has a fatal heart attack as you pull up the Portland Marriott.
Oh, well, I guess he really liked Oreos.
He finally bleeds out from his missing limb.
So, about something.
You're at the Portland Marriott where you're going to meet at the bar, in a room.
In a room.
Okay. Yeah.
Everyone's gonna put hoodies up, but not just.
Yeah, we put a jacket over Jamie so that it's, you know, isn't clear that he's missing.
You know what? Somebody give me a conceal check.
I'm already in the room.
I not have conceal, but
I have it at 20.
I have it at 40.
Nope. Hey, I actually did it. 19 out of 20.
I can conceal. I got 38 out of 40.
So, between James and I, we put a jacket over Meyer, and...
You managed to hide him, and, you know what, give me a sneak check and just don't do terribly so that you guys don't look completely out of place and like you're trying to hide.
Sneak 9.
I did not make that one.
Okay.
I got 31 out of 79.
I failed by 1.
Okay.
So, not good.
Well, I mean, it does make sense because there are 4 of us.
Yeah, I mean, so, okay.
The library use.
We'll just say that they're drunk.
Well, Sean and Polly managed to compose themselves, but let's say... you know, sure. Frank, you're drunk. Father, you're kind of beside yourself. And Jamie, you're drunk up shaking and like have
and,
one
and
arm.
And pale from blood loss.
So the three of you look a little more conspicuous.
I'm at a core of my health. Yeah, I'm pretty fucked.
But you manage to not rouse, you know, yeah, you don't really rouse any suspicion. You get some funny looks, but that's about it. You take the elevator up to the room that Lundy told you to go to.
Yeah, but Pete's there, so they're like, oh, he's a door. No, there's no door down.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't let you
he
take
likes
the
to
dog.
Hang out in the van. He's a van dog.
Van dog. Van dog.
Ludwig van dog.
Little van dog.
So yeah, you knock on the door.
I don't know, look through the peephole.
Lundy,
I really hope the mic caught
you
that.
See a really ugly face.
Lundy, open the fuck up.
A very ugly face that you're happy to see.
He gets a serial killer boner.
You hear a little bit of heavy breathing.
Is this guy jerking off?
Is this an obscene phone call? Or are you going to open the door?
God. Come in. I'm just catching my breath.
From what?
Who are your friends? No, come in. Come in.
Yeah. No, don't tell me. I'm going to guess.
Look.
This is Pauly Schultz.
Somebody my mom knows.
Oh.
This is Sean Pepper, Jamie Bolton, Father Wilson.
Huh? You know, I'm impressed that you remember her name.
James
I can barely remember mine.
And
oh,
James
cheating bastard.
I'm there as well.
Yeah, I do that every time.
And Charlie or...
Charlie. This is Jimmy. Tim. Bill.
Is this Pauly. Back the one? That's the father.
Reginald, that's it. His name is Reginald.
And he's thumpy.
Who's drunk?
And this guy's
that would
doctor.
Be me.
I was going to be a doctor until somebody decided to go all fucking...
What's wrong with the other two?
He's stupid.
He's down a limb.
He's missing an arm, and he got shaken like a baby.
His father's kind of fucked up in the head.
He murdered a chick.
Oh, newspaper man.
You recognize them all from the newspaper. They didn't do that good a job of disguising themselves.
Well, I meant the father.
If they did, then you wouldn't have recognized
Well, I recognized Ryan.
Well, look, Lundy, we really need your help here.
Yes.
Your father says he's willing to turn himself in. But we're all still...
You could have done that at any police station.
Yeah, but it's better if we have a...
All right, we're accessories after the fact. You think you can help us work out a deal or something? Or failing that, get us all fake IDs?
I might be able to help you in the course of the investigation. Like I said, I'm here for a job, and it stinks. It stinks of the last job we had together.
Was it construction?
Oh, fucking course.
You know, if you want to...
It's not.
If you want our help in this investigation, it would probably help us if not wanted by the police.
Maybe.
Well, they're going to take us out of here anyway.
Well, he wants us to help
us. If you were so worried about getting caught by the police, you probably shouldn't have come to see an FBI agent.
I didn't want to see you in the first place.
You found a smart one.
You called us.
No, he called him.
And he said you might be able to help, which is the only reason why we agreed.
Are you going
to
help us, or are you going to blackmail us into helping you?
Listen.
It could be both.
Why can't it be both?
I'm just saying, be careful. We have a murderous priest.
Frank takes the flask.
I'm not that concerned.
Frank takes the flask out of his pocket, which is now down under the label, and just finishes off the bourbon. Fine. Fuck it. What do we have to do? He tosses the bottle in the corner.
Ed, I don't remember the disappearing people, but other than that, I'm sure I know some more information at this point that I've never
basically
actually gotten to.
You found out that people have been disappearing from the Portland area, mostly fishermen and seamen.
Right.
And
men of a nautical nature.
You actually have found through police reports that some of them are disappearing off their boats.
And what about the other people on the boats?
All the people. Yeah.
So just they're finding empty boats.
Empty boats. And there's the only thing that's left on the boats is a phosphorescent red residue.
I'm going to hand him these reports with the parts about the completely empty boats and the phosphorescent red. It's all highlighted.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to hand it to the doctor. Why don't you take a look? You seem to be sober, at any rate.
And there's a crazy... There's a quote from a local named Amos O'Malley about the night from the beach and how, you know, they were attacked by these...
Deep ones?
What?
Deep ones? I mean... Things in the water.
Frank stumbles over and goes, I worked homicide in Manhattan for 30 years. You think I can't work a case on a bender, motherfucker? Let me see the file.
Share.
Sharing.
Do they have samples of the red phosphorus anywhere? Probably, that we can analyze?
Probably at the
they must.
They have them at
police station.
Yeah, there's a forensics lab in Portland.
Do you have the results of the...
Do I have the results? I suppose I have the results of them. Of the forensic testing.
They haven't come through yet.
I'm waiting on those still.
Probably going to come through inconclusive, because there's shit like this isn't supposed to happen.
Yes. You know,
beetle books and old ladies summoning God knows what.
Did you read the green highlight from the old man, O'Malley?
Well... That honestly seems like the most logical lead with all the fuckery that's been happening lately.
We should probably... Doesn't it, though? I was very disappointed, but I agree with you.
It's a transcript from an interview with him.
Do we have the address of... What's his name?
O'Malley.
Oh, O'Malley. Do we have his address or anything?
I hear O'Malley hangs out at the bar.
The Pequot.
Pequot.
That's racist.
What?
Why?
O'Malley? Oh, yeah, the Irish guy drinks all the time.
Yeah, look at Shaquille O'Neal.
He drinks all the time, too?
Yeah, but he's not Irish.
How do you know?
Shaquille.
You ever ask him?
You find me an Irishman named Shaquille, I will give you my next 3 paychecks.
Dog.
My Irish grandfather is Shaquille.
He's a journalist. He'll find this.
How much evidence do you need?
I need, like, a birth record.
I had an Irish grandfather. That's 2 out of 3.
Ryan, how willing would you be to change your name to Shaquille? Legally.
Not very willing.
I'm willing.
All right.
Watch our fucking listeners find somebody.
If you can find an Irishman named Shaquille, David will give you his next name.
I thought Shaquille. Yeah, I thought it was Shaquille, too.
Shaquille, it's not a word.
You're racist, man.
Yes, I am. I hate everyone.
Then you're not racist.
He hates the human race. He hates the human race. Yeah. All right, so yeah, you find out, like, he has a house. You have his address.
You have no...
You know, he lives on his boat.
Portuguese that I know.
Okay.
He lives on a... He has a slip.
He lives on a boat that he won't go near anymore.
Yeah. He lives on his slip in the port of Portland. He's been renting a room at a
kind of in the port.
Alright, so we can talk to the drunken Irishman.
We all pile up, I guess.
We can wait for the forensics. We can head down to the library and see what kind of history this place has.
Are we going to leave Stumpy behind, or are we going to bring Stumpy with us?
I don't know. Jamie, how you holding up?
If you need things killing, I'm coming.
Well, I could go to the library and look up the history of the place.
If you guys are going to the library, that's where I parked my car for free Wi-Fi.
The Portland Library.
I call that a car.
Need one hand to operate my house. 45.
That's where I parked my house.
Well, why don't you just have an RV?
Too conspicuous.
All right, so what are you fellas doing?
I'm all good with heading down to the bar.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Gonna refill your flask?
I don't think you should be going near the bar.
No, honestly, I think he's
I mean, drunk. It's probably not going to be as good as Harry's beer, but...
You don't get hungover if you don't stop drinking.
Exactly. If you get hungover, he's a bitch.
Well, I suppose it wouldn't hurt if you were a little drunk.
Not for that, Mr. Fed. One, that's creepy. All the guys were two times I've worked with him, him being drunk has worked out.
Yeah. Yes, well, it worked out the last time we worked together, too, and you were probably drunk that morning.
Well, the priest was sober, and he murdered a bitch.
Exactly. If he would have got that holy
one. He straight up burped that bitch.
All right, so...
Is this a thing? Are we referring to women as bitches now? Is that how this goes?
No, no. That lady was a bitch.
Oh, shut up.
Listen, I have to be the only girl in some way.
No, you have Will.
Aw.
Yeah. Again, see, he's trying to have sex with me.
Well, you're super manly. It's okay. Don't listen to them.
So, yeah, about them Yankees.
Super manly.
You're not allowed to play anymore.
Why? Just because I stand up for
okay.
Will?
The rule is...
We make
yeah, it's because we make stood up for Will.
Whatever.
The rule is we,
I like the
we say terrible things and make fun of Will.
And
hear that, Will?
The audience feels sorry for me, so they comment and say they're really mean, which is really true.
I will always stand up for the underdog.
I'm nice to you. You're still alive.
But you take it well, Will. You're a good sport.
Sometimes.
Oh, I can get
unless,
time
unless you ask him about it.
Oh, no, I should gel her hair like this.
Yeah.
It would be okay.
I have a log book to how many times I have to punch.
That's amazing.
You know.
All right. So, what's your decision?
So James is going to the library.
Okay.
No, James is going.
You all right?
Yeah, that'd be good.
James is going to the library to look up the history of the area, see if we can find anything that matches up.
Sure, if you're broke, it's going to work and punching him in the face.
I guess the father and I are going down to the bar. You cool with that, Will?
I could use a lot of drinks. I have a night that I have to forget.
What about Jamie, the doctor, and the Fed?
I'm going to the bar. Someone needs to keep an eye on these two.
And Jamie, what are you and Dr. Pepper up to?
I'm passed out.
I'm making sure he's passed out.
Okay.
A lively bunch we got.
So you guys gonna stay at the hotel and...
Well, I gotta make sure his stump doesn't get infected.
I'm at a quarter hell. Jamie ain't doing shit.
Okay. Gangrene is not something to be trifled with.
Alright, so are you saying if you're like almost on your death, you don't have an arm off and you're almost dead, you just want to go, yeah, I'm going to keep doing this.
If I was on my deathbed, I'd go climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
No, it's not like things to do 5 seconds before you die. Alright.
Yeah,
if I'm on the deathbed, I don't want to go climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
Are you a medic?
Yeah. Yeah,
man. Cool. Don't know call me a medic.
It's, well, yeah. You know what I mean.
More
sorry.
Of a doc than a med.
Yeah.
I just offended him. I didn't mean to.
If I'm dying like from a bullet wound and I just scream out medic, please don't be offended.
No, you scream out medic, you're dying. You scream out doc, Roman, or Johnson.
He'll rub a bear on your neck.
You are a medical personnel in the military.
Yes.
Got it.
What if I screamed out David?
That'll work too.
All right.
But if I say medic in Team Fortress 2, they heal me up. Medic.
You ever had your shit pushed in?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. A huge penis.
All right, so speaking of... So moving on.
You know, I don't think he's lying.
No.
Meyer, you're supposed to
say
bowels for you.
We all know way too much about everything that Meyer has. Moving on. All right, so are you going to stay in the hotel room with Jamie?
Well, is it possible for me to stabilize him so he could get his health back since he keeps bitching about it, and I'll go...
I'm not bitching about it. I passed out.
You can knock him out and leave.
You just throw a red pack.
Just sedate him a bit more.
I'm starting to feel again.
No, that's a phantom pain.
Jamie's not old, right? Jamie is like...
I'll tell you what, make him medicine shit.
I have medicine. I should have.
Yeah, he's 38. He's 38.
47.
I don't think he's old enough to
to be on my radar.
47 out of 50.
Okay.
I'm also much bigger than you, probably.
But you'd be unconscious.
Why are you paying?
That would help a lot.
I'm a giant man. I'm size 18.
That would definitely give Chris a distinct advantage, though.
You know what? For a trained nurse in a hotel room with no medical supplies whatsoever, you do a bang up job.
Yeah, he's probably got like a bottle of aspirin.
You can take another two. You can heal another two, Meyer.
Yeah, all right.
Lundy has a surprising amount of medical equipment. Knives.
That's not
stitches,
unsettling at all.
Saws.
Duct tape.
Rope. Oh wait, that one's not medical.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
What should I need the fucking rope for?
Oh, I thought you didn't need the fucking rope. All right,
so yeah, he manages to shoot you up enough that you're gonna be able to work through the pain, and he seals up your wound. Over the course of the journey, he sealed up your wound, and
all of them.
You know, it's bandaged. It's you know he's cleaned it. He's keeping an eye on it.
Situation.
Good.
Your wound is you know, sealed up, and you're not gonna be one. You know, you're not necessarily gonna be doing cartwheels, but
definitely not.
I can learn to do one.
Although I would love to watch.
Yeah, I am dressed.
I'll learn how to do a one-handed cartwheel.
I saw Jackie Chan do a cartwheel with zero hands once.
What?
Yeah, he used his head.
Put enough vodka cranberries in me. Nothing.
Yeah, he used momentum, right? It's like,
he bounced off his head. It was in the Drunken Master.
Yeah.
Not Legend of the Drunken Master. Drunken Master.
Legend of the Drunken Master?
Not Legend of the Drunken Master. Drunken Master.
Before he was a legend.
Yes. He was not a legend yet. This was the movie about how he trained to become the legend that was the Drunken Master.
All right, anyway.
Wait, how the hell did we get to that topic?
Because of cartwheels with one hand.
So,
because he only has
one
hand.
So I mean, you
see, Alex, this is why I wanted to play, because it really is actually a lot of fun.
If you want to go, you can go, Meyer. It's up to you guys.
You should hear the ramblings.
If I'm conscious, now I'm gonna get up.
You're conscious.
All right, then I'll get up.
And you're feeling good.
All right, I'm going to the bar.
All right,
to the bar
or the library.
Bar.
$14.
Okay, so...
Come on, it's an easy option.
Pepper.
David.
That's crazy.
Are you going to the library or the bar?
I'm going to the bar.
Okay, so...
I just had to patch this motherfucker up with duct tape and rags from...
Alright, so
just
six of you are going to the bar, and Paulie is going to the library.
My library uses
is meeting up at the library, right? I would think three of us would meet up at the library.
Mom and pop bar on the street.
He said those two are going to the bar. You said you're going wherever they're going.
Angela's probably going to the bar.
The two of them are going to the bar.
I'm just going to the library for my
He has a high library use. I have 25. That's not. I'm not.
So James is the only one going to the library.
Lundy is not letting a bunch of drunk people go interrogate his witness. He's going to the bar.
I enjoy. Right.
So we will start. So you guys.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Wait, how many people are going to the bar?
You know what?
Everyone but James.
All right, fine.
Everyone's good.
I'll drive James to the.
Okay.
You can drop him. I'll be there.
Library.
I'm definitely coming with James. He's going to need some protection from crazy.
So, how are you guys going to get to two separate places? Because right now all you have is a van and a motorcycle.
He has a car.
He does have a car.
I have a car.
And
a rental
truck.
Okay.
There you go. Teamwork.
So you guys get into the van, and the rest of you pile into Lundy's car.
Thank God we have you, David.
Shotgun.
That seriously would have been a 20-minute conversation if you were here.
No, I was about to executively send the priest off with to the library.
The
priest? Yeah, the priest.
Will. Our absentee father.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
Send him to the church.
Let's start at the library.
I'm not going anywhere that you're.
What?
I'm staying away from
you. Let's start at the library.
Okay. And I don't know for one arm.
So we're going to the library.
He totally jazz hands us.
He got freaking Ellen's class. A few of them follow you and do it.
Oh, that's
cute.
But that I have
Francis.
Well, I got a 7 out of 60 for library use.
just say.
Right. Nice.
I'll shadow James, and I'm staring all around, right. And I see this.
So you guys head to the library. So you pull up to the library. You are pulling up to the library at the same time.
Oh, okay. I'm getting out of my car, and I go and rummage through the back. And Spiro, stay here. And I pull out, like, my busted ass.
So, yeah, as
15-year-old laptop.
Doing that, I'm like...
Some people.
And I grab the power cord. I reach into the small, little, tiny refrigerated box I have and pull out a mealworm for Spiro and hand it to him. Tell him to be good.
Here's your phone. Yeah.
What?
Iguanas are actually vegetarians, I think.
Some can eat, like, fish and crap.
All right, so I give him a vegetable.
Well, he never specified the size of said...
You give him some iguana food.
He can fit on my shoulders.
Yeah, so...
I give him some iguana food, yeah.
Iguanas eat vegetables and stuff.
So I give him a carrot or something.
It's in their forehead.
It's not developed.
All directions.
And I drag my laptop, which is wrapped in foil, so that the signals can't get in or out while I'm not using it.
It's light sensitive.
You can play crazy way too well.
I think as we pull up and we see you doing this, we just
maybe
people
I'm just
watch you.
Normal.
I just love David's face.
So yeah, so you guys are watching this crazy guy put foil on a lizard and
no, I don't put foil on the lizard. No, my laptop is wrapped in foil when I'm not using it.
Who's psychoanalyze?
Hat? Sure, psychology.
Yeah,
the foil is inside.
Psychoanalysis is if you want to make somebody feel better. Psychology is trying to pick up on somebody.
I do wear foil, but you can't
never
see it.
Nope.
It's a hat like this and has foil inside it.
Crazy dude.
It's not made of wool, but this is cotton.
You've never. Do I see them looking at me?
No, make a spot hidden check.
You can feel me. Nah. Spot hidden, I'm gonna sneak.
I think this guy would
okay, make a sneak check, and you make a spot hidden check.
So.
I think him and Freddy would have some good conversations.
No, spot hidden, I got a 93 out of 60.
Yeah, you're too busy.
Alright, so I just.
I mean, you guys aren't being stealthy. You guys aren't being stealthy about looking at
him. We're blatantly watching him because it's really entertaining.
But you are not.
I take out
you're
my
too
phone.
Busy.
I gotta post this right now.
You got stuff to do.
Yeah, oh, I gotta post this message. Right now before they come after me. So I just go into the library.
All right, you watch this crazy man go into the library.
We had to go to the library anyway, so we're just
no. We're gonna walk there, but about 40 paces behind him, and sit away from him.
All right. Alex, where are you going? Or Augie, where are you going?
Wherever I can plug in my computer and get some Wi-Fi.
Okay.
He walks in to the front, sees a port, plug it in, and just sits down at the front.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you're blocking the way.
There are some tables.
You'd probably have your back to the wall so that you could...
Do you want the table foil before you sit down?
No, that's stupid.
He put salt around it.
You know, I definitely sit with my back to the wall so I can watch everyone coming in and out.
The least populated place right now is the records area.
That's
right.
Okay. So is there a table in the records
room? Yeah.
All right, so that's where I'm going then.
There are some kids studying.
So you guys are going to the archives, the records.
Yeah, we go up to the front desk.
Crazy guy is sitting there at a table.
Hello, him? He's sitting at the table that we need to go to?
Well, there are multiple tables in there, but he's sitting at a table in the records room.
I'm going to sit... essentially away from him.
I tap him on the shoulder really quick.
Who it is?
So I can keep an eye on him at the entrances.
Okay. What are you looking for?
Well, history to see if there have been mass disappearances before. Water monsters.
Yeah, who bought the... a little bit of history of the town.
Especially beach area where Father...
It wasn't Father, it was something O'Malley.
O'Malley and all the people.
All right, so make a library's check.
I'm going to fail this, just saying.
Alex, what are you looking at?
Oh, I'm blogging. 19.
No, I'm blogging. I got a post about how the brewery is monitoring it.
I got an 8.
Okay, yeah, all you find is, recent newspaper clippings about fishermen disappearing, and... in and around the Portland area, disappearing from their boats, disappearing from, in the middle of the night, beaches, things like that.
You boys aren't going to find anything there. I don't even look up, I just keep typing.
The back cove. That's something.
Even with my 8 out of 60?
Yeah, no, there's no history. You don't, like...
There's nothing in there?
There's no history of disappearances.
I think I just kind of blurt that out. Like, I'm not finding anything.
Yeah, everything that I'm finding is just recent.
You're not going to find anything in there.
He says that out loud?
Yep.
How would you know that?
Records are censored, man. You aren't going to find in there what they want you to find. You want the truth. You gotta go to the source, whatever it is you're looking for.
And where is this source?
We're trying to find the history of the town.
For what?
For anything.
The disappearances that have been going on.
Anything out of the ordinary with the...
You're looking into the disappearances too?
Well, he just said that.
This is great! This is great! I could use your help. I'm looking into the disappearances for my website.
And you are?
I'm the truthmonger. Probably heard of me.
He is.
No, I get like 200 cold. Hits a day.
I'm not familiar with the internet. I'm an archaeologist.
You know what's really sad? We don't even get 200 hits a day.
Oh, alright. Well.
200 hits of a ball?
This is actually leading into Casco Bay, is where the port is. This port is.
Here, look. I want to find out the truth about the disappearances, because I have a theory. But I have to prove it's true before I can post it on my blog.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be disseminating false information.
Well, that's a good way to go about researching things. And
I just finished my post about the brewery. If you guys want, we can go to the bay. Interview some people. That's how you find the truth.
Yep.
You gotta go to the source.
We have people doing that already.
You've got more people?
Yeah, few people.
We have enough people.
I would just say,
this
let's
is
not mention
this. Do you guys know a chemist by any chance? I have a sample of the mind control agent that they're adding to the beer that I stole from the brewery, and I want to get it analyzed so I can see what's in it.
Would that be chemistry?
I don't think
chemistry.
Anybody... I don't think anybody has chemistry.
I can send it off to the lab. That is,
we have a guy that needs
stuff. I could get a sample of it and probably have him send it to his Fed buddies.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. But yeah.
Is it going to come back as like sugar or like
pops?
No,
I mean getting Alex to give
something to a Fed.
Well, I'm not going to say it's a Fed. I'm a doctorate student, so I can probably have one of my friends.
That's good. It's good. You got a baggie or something?
No.
Because you're just...
No, it's just in my pocket.
Does it look like drugs to
us? Wait, here. Is that, you said there's like old newspaper clippings in my pocket?
You pretty much have yeast in your pocket.
I'm gonna go over to one of the files. I'm gonna take out a random newspaper clipping, just tear it off the sheet, reach into my pocket, and pour like a little bit in it, and like fold up the paper. There you go.
Thank you. I think this motherfucker just gave me cocaine.
If you want to make me a chemistry...
I don't have chemistry. I'm failing that.
Yeah, mine's at 1.
Or even a pharmacy.
Mine's at 0.
Okay, I'll try pharmacy. Nope.
Okay.
I'm not even going to try.
You guys can make me a knowledge check.
Knowledge.
Can I do that too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, all right, I'm better at that. I got an 18 out of 70.
76 out of 80.
46 out of 70.
I mean, it looks like yeast.
Does it smell like yeast?
Yeah.
Are you going to sniff it? I'm not going to sniff it. I just got it from a crazy...
I'm not going to be like, you know... I'm going to be like, you know... Just, kind of look
deep
at
in the
it.
Waft. It looks like yeast to you.
This kind of...
Bless you.
Bless
you.
Thank you.
I'd be like, this looks like...
You smell yeast?
Yeah, that's probably a GMO.
Smells yeast.
I'm going to say it looks like yeast, and I'm going to put it to my nose and just kind of sniff it. Kind of smells like yeast.
That was good.
Probably GMO.
That was good.
Genetically modified yeast.
Everything we eat is genetically modified.
What?
GMO.
GMY, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything we eat is genetically modified.
The old silent.
The culture of the yeast with more psychoactive properties.
kind of sense.
Then when you're drinking beer and watching football, the subliminal messages in the commercials work better.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have my hand on the knife I got from our stump.
Okay.
You didn't take my knife?
Yeah, we did.
Why am I knife for?
He gave you, you gave him a knife from the last time.
Oh, not my good knife.
Yeah, you're... We went to the woods or some fuckery.
Oh, we made you a knife. I have my
knife. I have yours because you threw it at me to kill one of the... What the fuck were they? The slime
monsters. Yeah, we don't know.
And hentai monsters.
Better get my knife back.
Oh, wait, there's the
good ones. When you get your arm back, you'll get the knife back.
I can use the knife with one arm.
We never specified which arm.
I'm going to take my gun and shoot you. Get my knife.
All right, boys, come on. Do you need a ride?
No, that's cool.
Because I could put Spiro in the back if you guys want to take, sit up front.
What?
Spiro, my pet.
That's cool. We have our own.
We have a dog in our car that we need to.
Oh, that's great. Dogs are so nice.
He's old Pete.
That's sweet. That's cool. We should introduce him to Spiro.
Maybe some other time.
But look, why don't you come follow me? We'll go down to the pier. We'll go talk to people down by the water, the fishermen themselves. Those are the people that have been disappearing. They would probably have the best information about why the disappearances are happening.
We'll meet you there. There's a bar there called...
You still want to say
something? Pequod.
Pequod.
Just bar, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can get a lot of local flavor at a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
We're going to go meet our friends there now.
What are your names?
Jason.
Can I make a psychology check to see if they're lying?
I'm Paulie.
28 out of 65.
Wait, we're on the run, so...
Well, yeah, we're on the run.
Why would I?
My name is Charlie.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, what are the names you randomly called me?
Chucky.
Yeah, I'm Chucky.
Well, I passed my psychology check, so I know they're lying.
Well, guys, make me a persuade check.
Wouldn't that be deception?
I'm just,
there is no deception.
Yeah.
Fast talk.
It's fast talk, yeah.
Make me a fast talk check.
Mine's at 50.
Failed.
13.
13 out of what?
50.
And what did you get?
28.
Okay. Well...
No, he could call me on the bullshit.
Dr. Pepper's definitely lying.
No, you can call me on the bullshit.
Look. I respect operating under a false alias. Smart. It's harder for them to track you if you don't go throwing your real name around all over the place.
Yeah, it makes sense, isn't that right? Well, it's a truthmonger.
That's right. Got to protect yourselves.
We don't want to wind up like one of those people disappearing.
No, because they can make people disappear. Well, they disappear people all the time.
Yeah, so, we're going to head down to the docks now.
Yeah, that's good. I'm going to meet you there. I'm just going to post this about the genetically modified psychoactive yeast real quick.
Okay.
Take your time.
We'll see you there.
I think this is what happened to Glenn Beck after his TV show.
After his TV show ended, he started his own TV network.
Yeah.
wasn't murder was legal.
So technically it is if you're doing something.
Oh, InfoWars. com, is this the game you're talking about? Alright, that's a different
torch or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
that's a different torch. Alright, so I'm gonna press Y and go to Sheila. Sheila, what are you doing?
I am Alex calling Jones. Augie.
Okay.
Because I got a line on to this O'Malley business, and I need to let Augie know.
Yeah, I didn't actually get. I don't actually have a cell phone, so I don't know what number I gave her.
Okay.
What?
F-bomb.
What the actual?
So I'm calling him right now, and nothing's happening. Basically.
Okay. Well, it's up to Ed. I mean, I decided Augie would not actually own. Oh no, that's no. I was thinking about this before. He does have a cell phone.
Yeah, never mind.
It's a burner phone.
Yeah,
right?
No, it's a burner.
So I'm calling Augie. I'm calling him and calling him, and I called like a billion times from the number from the burner phone he gave me.
Okay.
All right. So I never pick up. I let it go and go to voicemail and then call back.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave him a message. Do I have to do that message?
Call me, motherfucker.
I leave him a message.
I don't even listen to it. I just call the number back. Hello.
Augie.
How did you get this number?
You gave me it's Sheila.
Oh, how are you?
Hi. Right. So, anyway, I got a fantastic lead, Augie. You have to meet me at the Pequod.
Wow. You are not going to... Wow, I just got the... I'm already going there.
What?
Yeah, I'm just finishing up this post I have about psychoactive genetically modified yeast, and then I'm heading down.
Wait a minute. How do you know about the Pequod?
Oh, it's a local bar. That's where all the people are going to be swapping gossip.
Listen, there's one guy we have to talk to in particular.
Really?
Yeah. This What's guy that? O'Malley, right? Apparently, he's been talking. He's had some really unique experiences having to do with the beaches south of here. Okay? And he hangs out at the Pequot.
All right. Well, then we need to talk to him before they disappear him.
Yeah, seriously, first of all, before they disappear him and before anyone else gets to him.
Well, there are other people already on the way.
Other people?
Yeah. I don't know who, but I met these two great guys at the library who tipped me off about the genetically modified psychoactive yeast, and they said that they and their friends were already heading down to the bar. So,
and I have to be honest, Augie, I'm not really sure.
I just love the way he says it, like you already know what he's talking about.
I mean, at the same time, if you trust them, I guess I've got to trust them.
Well,
excuse me,
I don't trust anyone.
Right. So, meet me at the Pequot in 20 minutes.
Give me 25. I have to post this and my computer is slow.
Sure. 25.
It's the year, what, 2014, and you're using a 1998 Dell?
Yeah.
You're all right. A Dell. So, you are going to head to
the Pequot. Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
Can we say that it's a gateway? In the meantime.
Yes.
We can say it's a gateway.
As this is all going on, you guys are already at the Pequot.
Yeah, it's only for IBM.
So, Jamie, the priest, Frank, and Lundy, you're at.
It sounds like the bad.
No, wait.
Jamie, the priest, bad, Frank,
are
and
the
Lundy.
Other two guys going to the Pequot too now?
Yes.
Okay, so everybody's gone to the Pequot.
They were already at the. This is all happening.
One, two, three, and four. Yeah. We're already at the.
So everybody's at the Pequot now.
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
They're there before
going
us.
Going there.
Yes. This is happening while the three of us were at the library.
Got it.
And then you call me
to say. And then I called you, and then they're...
The
okay, got it. Sorry.
Okay, so
I apologize.
While this is all happening,
good timeline.
Yeah.
You're at the Pequot, and it's a big bar in the Port of Portland, and on the right over the door, it has a cartoony sailor with a hook through the head of a cartoony whale.
Wow.
Or he's like stabbing him with a spear.
It's pretty cartoony
graphic.
Morbid, yeah.
What's the expression on the cartoon whale's face?
He's got stabbed in the head.
No, he's got little X's over his
eyes. Over his eyes.
He's thinking, this guy's a racist.
He has X's over his eyes and his tongue is sticking out.
Is it smiling?
I know.
I have X's over my eyes.
And the sailor has a peg leg and a hook, and he's got...
I was thinking of getting the nipple dye to dye my nipples different.
I was going
to
have surgery to like remove my nipples.
The nipple dye is weird.
There's
anyway.
Wait, back it up.
I've never
There's
seen
a thing?
Nipple dye.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You can get your asshole bleached. You can do anything.
Mine?
I did. Well, maybe this was the dye. I was going to do star-shaped nipples.
That might have been the dye, it's right near the pier.
I think it's a tattoo, though. All right.
Well,
I know there are some people that think, but there is an actual product out there where you can dye your nipples.
Thank goodness.
Is it permanent?
I don't know.
I'll dye my nipples if it's temporary.
I think it's just aerial.
I don't even bother
with
it. Wouldn't work with me.
Mustache.
Will's disguising himself. Okay. Will's disguising himself as good as that kid from
We're not in bed right now.
From the game with the dryads.
Thank you.
That awesome kid.
I have disguise at 1%, so I'm not disguising myself.
I have disguise at 1%.
Does anybody need anything?
No, I'm good.
So Will, need anything?
No. Okay. Will puts on sunglasses and we walk indoors.
Yeah.
I'm going to hide.
Why do people wear sunglasses indoors?
I'm hiding my 45. Blind people and douchebags.
All right.
I have to get a 1 for that, right?
So you walk into the Pequot and
you have to roll a 1.
Lundy's going to actually admire the artwork of the whale a little bit before he goes in.
There's a bunch of salt. Yeah, there's
pat on the shoulder.
There are a bunch of fish mounted on the wall, and you know, a big captain steering wheel up at the bar, and. There's a bunch of salty-looking men sitting there.
I don't know why I thought that was a taser.
I would do that.
Yes, I know. That's why I was worried.
There's a bunch of salty-looking men sitting up at the bar and on the tables drinking.
Alright. So I guess I'll go up to the bar, ask the bartender what he's got on tap.
What would you do with a drunken
sailor? Can you just go and slam your flask on the bar?
Fill her up!
Fill her up!
I'd like to do this again, please.
Oh, man. Now Nipple dies forever in my Google search history. Oh.
So,
yes!
So you walk to the bar and ask him what's on tap?
Yeah.
What's we got Salty tap? Dog, Killian's, Guinness.
I never heard of Salty Dog. What the hell is that?
Don't do it!
Local brewery.
Any good?
No!
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty famous around here.
Why the fuck?
All right, I'll bite you, fuckers.
All right, so he pours you a glass of the Salty Dog summer lager.
I think Ryan did it on purpose.
Alright, I will start.
I'll have whatever with the strongest stuff, make it a double trough.
Alright, so he pours you.
Now, I don't believe you.
He pours you stuff. So you ask for the stronger. He pours you something from a brown bottle.
I'm actually going to intervene here. I don't believe you should be drinking while you're on that other medication.
Bless you. Medication. I don't want to get my license pulled. I'm not going to give you any shit while you're.
Sorry, what kind of liquor license does he have that he's worried about giving it to someone who's on medication?
It's technically against the law.
Yeah, I'm sure
they'll revoke the liquor license for that.
Just in case you're wondering, I found some nipple dye that's gluten-free and soy-free.
Oh, good.
That's what color?
Wow, that's
a bunch of colors.
They're all
like nipple color. Can I get? It's not like you're going to dye them blue.
What's the point? Yeah, like, what if I wanted my nipples the color of
if you're
wills?
Not going to like...
No, you can't.
No, that must... That,
okay,
that,
well, no, but no, I'm saying if you're not going to dye them purple, what's the point?
The idea is that if you have, like, weird-looking nipples, you're supposed to dye them regular nipples.
Like, if they're too pale, if they're too...
Yeah,
right.
Bitch, I want a periwinkle.
Also, I
saw some. Do people worry about their nipples that much?
Porn stars.
People get their buttholes bleached.
Yeah, they get their asshole.
Why do we keep going to that?
Because sex is awesome.
Okay,
I mean,
but really,
I'm
people are that
shirt
worried about the
pasties.
Color of their nipples. Really, that way?
Can we
really
get back
to pasties?
I'm sorry, I keep bringing.
But everybody loves
see,
nipples and boobies.
Worth it.
So I mean,
all right,
so. Yeah, so he says that he doesn't want porn or anything.
Well, if that's the case, I'm just going to cry in the car.
Sorry. So you go to the store and start crying?
No, that's all I just
oh. Ginger ale, then.
Give me a water.
All right, so he gives you some water.
Give me some of the strongest water you have.
Twice distilled water.
So I take a sip of the Salty Dog. How is it?
It's good.
Am I under their mind control power now?
Making it, no.
the GMO yeast has not matured yet.
No, but you know, you've been drinking a lot, so make a con times 3 check.
It's not an instant thing, man. It's gradual. That's how they get you.
So it's 13, 36, 26, 30.
Mm-hmm. Nothing water.
First, they put the addictive substances into you.
Of course, I failed by 1 point. 40 out of 39.
Ouch.
Let's just say minus 10.
Okay.
On all actions.
It's starting to hit me.
Yeah, you've been drinking a lot, so minus 10 on all actions for the next hour.
Okay. I'm going to have the Thomason again.
He pours you
the browns.
A tumbler of something in a brown bottle.
He just gives you what I.
It's got it's stopped up with a rag.
It's from a carboy with X's on it.
Basically,
so
yeah.
He opens it to.
May I see that bottle?
No.
You hear a little scream as he pulls the top of it.
Sure. No. What do you have in there?
Smell it.
Orphan souls.
It's very strong.
Double.
Is this flammable?
Probably. I wouldn't want to.
Oh my god, and it's stopped with a rag. Jesus Christ. He just has a Molotov cocktail on the shelf.
Beer.
Who the fuck is calling me?
That person.
Can't really tell right now.
I'll just give the bottle back.
Text me.
What was the guy's name we were looking for?
O'Malley.
Oh, yeah. Is there an O'Malley here?
Amos?
Famous?
Yeah, he pretty much lives here.
Would you like to come with me, my sober friend?
Sure, why not?
Well, he's not sober.
Yeah.
I'll come too. Whoa. Whoa, when the hell do we start having sex?
Oh, no, they're going to talk to O'Malley.
Friend, you just stay here.
Oh,
what?
Semen.
Come with me. It was A bad pun.
Come talk to the seaman.
Yes.
Stay with the priest. Make sure he doesn't anything stupid.
All right. So he points to O'Malley in the corner. There's a hunched man. He's got a long white beard.
Me.
That's you know he's true. Wearing a like one of those.
Pea coat.
Yeah, he's wearing a pea coat, and he's got a stoop to his shoulders. He looks very, you know, grizzled. He's drunk.
Actually, I'm gonna take a half turn back to the bartender. What's Mr. O'Malley there drinking?
He's drinking my own recipe. That's what we call it.
My own recipe. Can I have one of my own recipes?
Well, I'd like to bring one over to him.
She called it the house special.
Well, sure, he's drinking the house special.
Well, then, give me one house special to bring over to him.
He pours it, and he gives it to me.
You can brown put jug. All of these gentlemen on my tab as well.
All right.
Is the brown jug the house special?
Yeah.
Whatever. And then I'll bring the drink over to O'Malley. Hand it to him.
He takes it and just starts drinking it.
Yeah.
Mind if I join you?
Whatever floats your boat.
Ha! Sea pun.
Yeah. I'm gonna slide in.
Across from him? See what's
across from him.
Because I was sitting right next to him. That's
okay, good.
What's all this?
I hear you have an interesting story. I'd love to hear it.
Oh, yeah? You're here to laugh at the drunk, are you?
Not at all.
Nice.
Do I look like the laughing type?
Well, you did laugh creepy as fuck earlier in the movie.
Yeah. That's because he was thinking about
murder. You got one hell of a face on you.
What does this guy look like? Old, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a distinctive
scar. I'm gonna smile. So do you, my friend.
You're giving me a little bit of the willies.
Listen, we're just here to ask some questions. We're not here to start any trouble.
Just want to hear your story. I hear it's an interesting one. I'm here looking into the disappearances, you see.
Yeah?
Yeah,
and I'm just covering all my bases.
That's amazing. So funny.
You want to know about the fishing village, don't you?
I'm not quite sure, but if you think that's the appropriate story, I'd love to hear it.
Fishing village, it's,
in, like, the last...
Well, I'm not telling you where it is. Because you...
It's amazing.
You ain't want to go there. It's for your own good, mind you.
You nope. Ain't want to go.
I don't want to go. I may have to.
So he's being himself.
Them critters that come out of the caverns is something you don't want to be seeing. Believe me.
I do.
They scared the right bejesus out of me, and I don't blink for hurricanes when I'm out at sea, so that should tell you something.
Bejesus.
What do they look like?
It does.
Hey...
They're all wriggling little worms and jellies, only they was huge, the size of me arm.
Giant worms?
Ah? They came out of the cave all of a sudden, real all of a sudden. They had teeth, mind you, big, nasty, snapping teeth, covered in glowing red slime. They set on Smitty and Duncan and all the rest.
Did they leave a trail?
Oh, I didn't bother to find out. They would have said on me if I hadn't hightailed it out of there, and you can be sure about that.
Hmm.
And they're causing these disappearances?
What else do you think could be causing the disappearance? The beer?
Oh, I knew it! Just so you know, Ed, when I had the three choices before, I purposefully chose the wrong one.
Good.
Just so you know, it looks like you're stroking Meyer's leg.
Is that what you guys are laughing at?
Because
I saw the seat like going around
like
the table.
Like the love between Alex and Meyer right now.
The worst part is when Meyer just went like this.
He's coming around the table. I'm like dying.
Your dog is getting loved all over this game.
Just, all right, can we get back to the game, please?
Nope.
I have to commend
yeah,
you.
That's good.
The sea dog dialogue, though, because I think Lovecraft himself could have written that, like phonetically.
I did write it phonetically.
Did you use they letters are. And everything? I'm so proud of you.
Wow. I did good.
You just use letters and math this game.
I know,
game,
he's
right?
a good boy now. I'm very proud of him.
It's spelled crit as C-R-I-T-T-A-H-S.
Oh, you really did do it phonetically.
Seriously?
Look at you.
I'm just wondering how a worm the size of your arm is going to take out a full-grown man.
Worm the size of your arm? Simple. You see the
listen,
worm.
Listen, you didn't say how big its teeth was.
I didn't bother to find out. They set on the men and bit them all over, and then I ran out of there. Next thing I know, they ain't coming back to work the next day.
Well, they got eaten.
You're not there.
No, I'm just telling you.
Oh, I think you figured that out.
No.
So now that I go out on a limb here and say they possibly were eaten.
Well, that's my theory, but nobody wants to listen to the old drunk.
That's not true. You've got an audience of two right now.
Yeah, and what are you going to do about it?
I'd like to go to the fishing village.
All you're going to do is get yourself killed.
Maybe.
Give me a persuasion check.
Hey, I ain't dead yet. They got my arm. I ain't dead yet.
But 11 have like out of 60.
Yeah.
Rip be but the game.
Is that the...
jump. No, he's freaking out.
Out of 5 is 55, so yeah, that's a credit box, isn't it?
Bonkers.
Okay. Well, you fellas do look like you can handle yourselves.
I know it.
All right, listen.
Really?
Ryan's at the bar and just gets a chill up his spine.
There's a cove on Casco Bay.
Hey, Casco.
You go out past the port, and he gives you directions.
Lundy draws a little map.
You go out past the port, and
he gives you directions. Basically, it's past the port. It's
you have to go by boat.
It's over there. It's
probably this up later.
You have to go by boat.
Well, you could walk there.
I'm up there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll assume that I figured out you could walk there from the directions that we didn't.
There's a little, like, foot beach.
And, we're on this little map. Did you find them? Put an X.
An X marks the spot.
He marks, yeah.
A little cave right here?
Yeah.
What's the listening skill good for?
Listening.
Hearing things, yeah.
Like just hearing sounds?
Picking up on conversations,
what else can
noises,
you tell me?
Anything.
Anything?
Thank you.
I mean, you've been by far the most helpful person I've met here.
Okay.
You know, what I didn't do just
I don't know what else I can tell you other than the fact that there are monsters in them caves.
There's gold in them hills.
Okay, friend. I'll send you over another drink.
There's gold in them hills.
Thank you kindly.
War garble.
Thank you
kindly.
Okay, I'm assuming that we start showing up
now.
So about this time...
Do we show up during the conversation or after?
Let's say you guys can show up during the conversation. So you pull up and you see...
I see
the three of you pull up and you see...
I see the Fed talking to the...
O'Malley.
I don't know it's O'Malley because
you see him talking. You could assume it's him. And you see him talking to an old.
What's the drunk doing?
Drinking.
Yeah. What the drunk
what's
does?
What's the pastor doing?
Drinking
with him.
What's Stumpy doing?
I'm with the Fed.
Do I get there too?
Not yet.
Okay.
So
Stumpy is doing what?
Sorry, that's just sad.
I'm with the Fed right now.
Stumpy and the Fed are talking to.
Oh, he has a peg leg and you want a peg arm, you're connecting? But,
with one arm, I can still kick your ass.
Yeah, because kicking ass involves feet. Alright, so I guess we'll come in.
Give him a round of applause. They're over at the bar. Right. They're just sort of drinking.
Alright, since they seem to be doing an interview of sorts, we'll join them at the bar, order a drink, probably some food.
Okay.
Do I arrive with them?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Fuck.
Is this the rest of your group?
Maybe.
Who are they talking to over? Wait. I'm gonna go to the bartender. Hey, where's O'Malley?
O'Malley's a popular fella today.
He's got the truth in him, brother.
Yeah, well, You're over there talking to those two guys.
Are they with you, boys?
Sadly.
Yeah.
Lundy looks exactly like you would picture a man in black.
You okay?
O'Malley's in trouble.
Why? And I'm just in it.
It's alright.
He's fed in a biker now.
It's alright. My friend over there is with the FBI. He's alright.
What? Oh, man, this isn't good.
No, hey.
I take off my hat for a second to run my fingers through my hair, then realize what I did, and quickly put it back on.
Jeez.
Crinkle.
Yes.
Hey, wait, Truthmonger. The best way to take down something is from the inside, right?
Wait.
He's with us.
Give it here.
That is brilliant.
I'm still going to have to bet on myself.
I made a listen check. I heard the crinkling with the hat, yeah. Even with the minus 10. So, Frank kind of looks over at you askance as you pull your hat back onto your head.
Frank, I'm like,
Frank, what you drinking?
Salty dog.
I smack the glass out of it.
He just stares at
it. What the fuck?
You have a problem with local brews?
Genetically modified psychoactive yeast. You know about this, guys. You can't drink salty dog. It's part of the new world. It's a whole thing. Look, there's genetically modified psychoactive yeast in the beer that's going to increase your susceptibility to mind control during NFL broadcasts.
The bartender walks over. What the hell?
I look over the bartender. Is any of that crap true?
You're crazy, man.
Alino,
don't call me crazy.
We're already wanted for murder, right?
Just say, what's another murder?
Be careful with the glassware.
You're right. I'm sorry. I
start sweeping.
How much was the glass? I'll pay you for it.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I'm really sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. I should have just dumped it out.
I turn to him. What the fuck does he have money?
He does live in a trap.
What did you ask?
All right. About this time, Sheila shows up.
I'm going to go right over to Augie because he's the only one I know.
Okay.
Oh, Sheila. This is, I really don't know who they are, but they're looking into the same thing.
What?
They're interviewing O'Malley right now. They're guys... That guy looks like a Fed, and he is. But he's infiltrating. He's working them for
Okay, wait a minute. So there's a Fed and a bunch of guys you don't know, and we're in a bar trying to interview a guy named O'Malley, right?
Well, they are interviewing the guy named O'Malley.
Hi. Did you guys get information from O'Malley?
They're still talking to him.
We'll wait to see how that goes right now.
About this time, they come over.
What did O'Malley tell you?
I go to Frank. I'm like, why the fuck does all this shit follow you?
I wish I knew.
Fucking A.
Sheila needs a bourbon.
I'm sorry.
You should try
the truth.
You should try the strongest.
I know what you have, brother.
Yeah, bartender.
Devil Springs.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need a double bourbon.
Be careful. You don't know where they get the water from.
He pours you one.
So,
I can see
what
like,
brings you gentlemen
just take
here?
Out like a pH balancer thing and just like checking it and checking it against the bottle to see.
No. Oh no, he distills his own water. You have to boil it to get the fluoride out. That's the only way you can be safe.
Lundy hands the bartender 100. This is for O'Malley. I don't know how long it'll last him, but
20 minutes.
So now that we're all here,
what did O'Malley tell you?
Who are you two?
Why don't we grab a booth in the far corner?
That sounds brilliant.
Look, my theory is
nobody
that...
listen to Lundy. Lundy, who are you two? And they just...
My theory is that the fishermen and the other sailors are finding the NWO's secret warming facility out in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're being disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what O'Malley was telling you?
He told me they were eaten by worms.
I'm sorry?
Are you?
Who are you?
I'm Sheila. This is Augie. Irrelevant. You said that. Keep going.
I turn to Sheila. You're going to need much more than a double bird.
That's not cult. Do I know anything?
No shit. Can we go back to the worms, please?
Yeah, they were glowing in red in the size of your arm.
Can I make an occult roll?
Yeah.
Do I have a cult?
Sounds like a personal problem.
Oh, I do too. Do I have to roll?
Can I check my Cthulhu mythos?
I have a cult. Am I supposed to roll too?
What's your cult?
Everyone can make it a cult.
I got
21 out of 80.
I got a 12 out of
29 out of 30.
75 out of 5. I don't know.
This is the one.
I almost critted
10. I think that's how I did it.
Really cool.
77. So it's under, right?
Was it 10%?
5%. Yeah.
77 out of 80. What does that mean?
85.
Well, 20%.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so yeah, you guys have heard...
you add...
5%.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, you... And contextually, and this is all fiction to you, and, you know, Will, this is all, you know, mythological to you.
Yeah, it's mythological.
But this is
real.
This
is truth, yeah.
This is truth to you.
And truth to him and him.
There, you know, you've heard of mutations, you know, things like, you know, animals and wildlife, sea life becoming... contaminated from maybe a factory pollution or something.
Oh, I should have gone to the cannery.
So, red.
Oh, wait, we still can do that.
Glowing. Size of your arm.
That was it.
Sounds like the byproduct of an NWO experiment.
Yeah, I totally agree. So, can we talk about where they came from?
A cave.
Was the cave underwater?
You know. O'Malley!
You know what? Can I...
He's indisposed.
Can I ask you guys to let me interview Mr. O'Malley?
It's a free country.
You'd have to ask O'Malley if you could interview O'Malley.
I might be able to glean just a bit more information.
He tends to like the house special.
What's the house special?
I don't know, but it was flammable.
It is. It is.
Well, fortunately, I can handle
it. It's really strong. Send that carboy over there with the X's. There you are.
So just give me 5. Give me 5 minutes.
It's used to power that boat
out
there.
I'm not really sure why you're asking me for permission for anything. Do you even know my name?
No, but you're wearing a suit. You look important.
While she gets out to talk to him, I'm going to explain to all of them the symbology and the fisherman stabbing the whale.
Okay. Symbology.
And I'm going to go talk to him.
Okay. I'm going to be fascinated.
So he looks up.
It's all bullshit. All right. But I
Mr. O'Malley.
True.
It's okay. I want to kill you.
My name
you
is
You can
Sheila.
See my sleeves pulled up. I have a big
It's really nice to meet you. I'm writing a story about fishermen who have been working out of the Portland port for most of their lives.
Already told your friends everything.
See, here's the thing. They're not really my friends. I just met them a little while ago. And I just had a couple of clarifying questions I was hoping you could help me with.
What?
Just some questions. Listen, Mr. O'Malley, I'm happy to buy you a drink, or 3, if you'd just put up with me for 5 minutes.
All right.
Okay, great. What are you drinking?
Special.
Bartender, 3 specials. Make them doubles.
You're trying to kill this one.
Yeah, you're trying to interview him, not kill him.
Mr. O'Malley, you mentioned red glowing worms the size of your arm.
Red glowing worms the size of my arm.
You also mentioned that they came from some type of cave.
Yeah.
Can you please explain the location of the cave? Was it underwater or was it above ground?
It's on the beach, above ground.
Above ground.
I don't know what's deeper into it. I don't go into that cave.
So when the worms came out of the cave, did they remain above ground or did they go straight into the water?
I didn't stick around to find out. They came up, they started killing people, and then I ran.
Did they kill people while they were on the beach or kill people in the water?
On the beach, I think.
Okay, so we're talking about terrestrial worms. Mr. O'Malley, you've been a gigantic help. I can't tell you how much I really appreciate you talking to me. Please enjoy your drink. And I'm going to go back and report my information to said other humans.
What?
What was that? You found out the cave was above ground.
Cave was above ground. And, more importantly, is everybody listening?
I'm always listening.
Not really. More importantly, The attacks happened above ground.
Yes.
Which means we're dealing with mostly terrestrial things here.
We weren't talking about scuba divers.
I would assume they can't
rule out extraterrestrial ores.
No, of course, Augie. But what I'm saying is we're not dealing
with... Out of character? I'm right, because they are aliens.
We're not talking about aquatic life forms, is my point.
They could be amphibious.
They could be amphibious.
She was accepting this very...
she's trying to...
She's a sci-fi writer. This is pay dirt.
I was just going to say, this is
I think
pay
she thinks
like,
she found a bunch of crazy. Yeah. She's just getting what she can.
Fun as fun can be.
They have to be above ground, because the people are on their boats.
So listen, they're getting taken from these beaches. Did any of you guys bother to find out where this beach is?
I've been on the run.
Of course, I have a map.
Fantastic. That's where we're going next, right?
It even has a little X.
We might,
I don't know.
Right.
Wait, we.
I think
anybody
maybe we should pick
idea?
Up some guns first.
Oh, I've got guns. Don't worry.
I have a rifle in my trunk.
You shouldn't be telling
me. Listen, I carry a handgun everywhere I go. I'm a writer. Trust me. I go to some creepy places. I have a handgun everywhere I go.
What? You never gave me stats for a rifle.
Oh, I got 45 on my back pocket and a shotgun in the bed.
Yeah.
My point is that the next link in the chain is clearly this beach.
And I want my knife back.
Anyone? Beach? Anyone?
Well, I didn't bring my swim trunk.
Well, there's the possibility.
I feel like this is the part where Franco's. Yeah, just drains the rest of his beer.
Why the fuck not? Well, I mean, I'm all for going to the beach and finding out what's going on there, but there's a possibility that these creatures may have been created accidentally by the chemical byproducts from the canning plant, which was most likely taken over by a corporation. You
any takers
that.
On the canning plant?
My plan is just to go kill the worms.
But I'm saying if we don't stop the source of the worms, they're just going to keep coming back.
Finding these things everywhere.
If we go to the canning plant to determine whether or not that's involved,
then we
can go to the beach and kill the worms. Cool. Because if we just go and kill the worms and they're being caused by the canning plant, who knows how far along down the line we're just going to have to come back and do it again.
Well, what if we could probably find out after we kill the worms if there's a connection to the canning plant, we can hit it afterward.
The bartender looks up. Are you talking about that canning plant?
Yes, we are.
Not places. Really, no.
I hear
the
place is bad news since they moved in.
I'm sorry?
I
said that place is bad news since they moved in.
Tell me more.
The damages are... choose one.
I'm sure they say that they're green and all that, and they... No GMO.
Do you have an assault rifle?
Just rifle. That their process produces
like
no pollutants, but I... Never seen a factory that produces no pollutants.
Unfortunately, yeah. Semi-automatic.
So, have you had first-hand experience with these pollutants?
No, but I know that I'm
30-06 semi-auto.
I know that they've got to be creating some sort of pollutants. Every factory does. That's why we don't usually have them in Portland.
2d6
right.
plus 4 damage.
Do you know anything? Actually, now that I have your ear. Do you know anything about this beach just
around.
Due south of here on this map?
Fisherman's Village, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Do you know anything about
five
that
bullets
place?
And gun.
It's a hangout for the fishermen and the sailors.
Have you ever
zero.
Heard anything strange about Fisherman's Village?
Just Amos's crazy story.
Right. But besides Amos, I mean, do people vacation there? Do people, like, go there in the
really,
summer?
Really, just a hangout for the fishermen.
I see. Is there anything else worth knowing? Can I do a psychology check to see if he's...
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting the lingo. It's happening. Can I do that to see if he's lying?
Yeah.
Nerd.
Well, I was born this way. Please, I was a nerd before he was born. That's the one. That's the 10.
Here.
It's true.
39 out of 90.
You're getting the guy on morphine drunk.
Yeah, pass the drink.
Okay, well, I really appreciate it. Is there a time when we could go to this beach where there would be, I guess, people who are really familiar with the area? You know, indigenous folk, you know, people who've been working there for a while.
Well, since the disappearances, a lot of the sailors, you know, they're superstitious, so... Only the real salty dogs stay there, you know, the stubborn old salts.
And we come back to the salty dog. I knew it.
Most of them have moved out.
I was out of character. I was putting David's gut stats on the sheet. What did he say about the plant?
terrible.
It said it doesn't pollute, but it does.
Right, so let me catch you guys up. So, pretty much, he's sure that the cannery is emitting pollutants, although he has no concrete proof.
No, he's right.
Oh, crazy guy?
No, the bartender. The bartender.
Oh.
Listen, I think we should split up.
All right, Scooby-Doo.
I do. I think we should split up. I think half of us should go to the cannery, and the other half should go to the beach.
Frank goes, you're obviously new at this.
He's going night-night.
Nope. Yep.
Well, I'm going to the cannery. Anyone who wants to come.
Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, give me my knife.
Bitch.
I want a knife back.
Barkeep. You
really going to start that now?
Barkeep. How much for a bottle of the house special?
Quinn's.
A bottle?
I'm like a
the bottle.
Bottle.
I had to kill a deer for that.
I don't sell
knife.
Bottles, my
Black
friend.
Magic. Sure you do.
All right, so if that's the plan, who's going to the pharmacy? Who's going to the cannery?
My own formula.
To
half a bottle.
This?
I don't
magic
sell it.
That's
right, I'm going to the
why
cannery because I think it's worth
checking
out.
I don't want anybody
out
else to have the
I
recipe.
Agree. I don't want the recipe.
I'll go to the cannery.
I know you're not going to try to reverse engineer it or whatever from...
What?
From the bottle.
Number.
How about a bottle of Bacardi 151?
Right. I said,
hey,
cute.
Hey, Father, where are you going?
Father,
could
you
go
point
the beach
me to
or the cannery?
A liquor or a
I don't have my
store?
Swim trunks or my towels, so I think I'll go
sure
to the cannery.
There's a liquor store in the corner.
Party for the cannery.
My
blah, 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 blah.
And the hardware
raiding
store?
Raiding party.
Raiding
it's actually
party
across the street.
Well, so perfect. That leaves the Fed, the Doc, the Father, and Gimpy over
yeah
there.
Okay,
no,
that,
I'm sorry. I'm not going on a physical mission with Psycho Stabby over here.
Augie and I are going to the cannery. That's clear.
Word.
Alright. For strategic-wise, you should have some kind of weapons training as a Fed. Yeah?
Oh, yes.
Do you have a weapon?
Well, yes.
Alright, you and me so far, two people with weapons. Who else has
I'm crazy,
I
so I have a
handgun. No, you're crazy. You have a handgun.
I
you
do.
You two go to the cannery.
Mm-hmm. I have a shotgun and a handgun.
Yeah, I only
and
have
a lizard.
I was going to go with them to the cannery because I'm better at investigating.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, the people who can do investigating could go to the cannery, and the people who just straight up, like, murder fuck shit, go to the cave.
I live in a car. You think I don't have a gun?
You live in a car. I don't
want to
know what
you might
have.
Want to keep your ass.
You probably
so
gone around a syphilis.
Let's split up and start to the cannery.
I got over that.
To the cannery.
All right, so party cannery. Raise your hand.
Yay.
All
right.
So that's four.
Boy,
yeah.
You're going to the cannery.
Yeah, you can go. You can
no,
go.
No, you go
so,
to the beach.
No, I don't want him to
no,
me.
He's going to kill somebody at the cannery and we're going to be accused of murder again.
At least it's not a little boy.
So listen.
I'm only all going to the beach?
No.
I'm going so to you
I'm
get directions from the bartender
right,
to the Crimson
to the cannery.
House cannery.
Oh, that's
before
a
we go
free
in,
name, Crimson House.
We need a strategy.
Strategy. Don't get caught.
Do they do tours?
No. But here's what I was thinking.
What the fuck?
I was thinking that we pose as potential new recruits for the assembly line. And that would give them a reason to give us a tour of the factory floor.
I could use a few bucks.
Naturally. So, anyway, I was thinking that if we...
Your dog just
brought me this. Oh, he wants to play. Wants to play very much.
No.
So...
Gurr's over there.
Oh. Did Loki bring it to you, or did my dog bring it to you?
The little...
Oh, the little one is his. The big one's mine.
Your dog brought me...
Yeah. No, the big guy's...
Yeah, Gurr is not doing anything right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no. It's way past Gurr's fucking bedtime. I don't know what you're talking about.
Gurr's laying down next to me.
Yeah. Is his face all spread out on the floor?
Yeah.
Best part about when my dog lays down is that his cheeks just...
Aww.
Spread out on the floor. Like, it's the best thing ever.
Does look like he's melting?
That's
yeah, a little bit.
He lays down, too.
It's creepy, Ed.
Yeah, really? Are you watching Will sleep?
It is the best part of watching Will sleep, too.
I've watched him sleep.
Yes, I've woken up.
All right, so what is... Can I make a spot hidden check to...
I needed a...
Look at the outside of the factory. See what we got rough against.
Right. Oh, right. I'm sorry. We're
I got an 8 out of 60. That's a crit.
What are we doing? Checking?
Spot hidden.
What are we checking?
Spot hidden.
Oh, I have that.
Oh, wow, I just made it.
Shit, which one's the one and which one's the 10?
One is the... Yeah.
Whichever.
Yes, yeah. Okay, so I got 10 out of 65.
I nice. Failed. Okay. Oh, no, 60 out of 64.
Right, but I just want to make sure that I'm right.
So Angela and I both did it.
And I just passed.
Oh, I just passed.
Okay, so if you just passed...
10 out of what?
65.
10 out of 65, you critted. Put a
what does that mean?
Oh, yeah.
Put a little X next to...
It means you got a yeah. very special success. You did it really well.
And you put a little X next to a good spot.
So if you just passed...
Next to the spot.
If you just passed...
Okay, thank you.
From the outside, you know, it looks like a factory, you know, but...
Damn it,
there's a loading bay and... The loading bay actually is out back down to into there's two loading bays. There's one that's back down to the parking lot, and one that's back down into the harbor.
Mm. Okay,
I was actually
and there is a runoff pipe that's sticking into the ground.
So they are producing some kind of pollutants,
just not aerial pollutants.
Just, yeah.
Do any of you guys that are with me have sneak that's worth anything?
James.
What's your crit? Wait, answer that critted, though. What do we say? Crit.
What?
What do the crits say?
Oh, no.
I'll get there in a second.
You saw me playing.
Because I was thinking that while the rest of us distract everybody...
Wait, hold on. Let me finish.
Okay.
And the crits, what you see is... It looks like there are people outside... And, like, there's somebody sitting with a newspaper, and there's somebody else that's walking their dog around the block constantly, and, like...
Constantly? Just, like, on yeah. like, a loop?
Mm-hmm.
That's a really tired dog.
Like...
Or it's a holographic projection.
Like, it looks like...
I don't know where that came
from. It's too perfect for it to be just random.
They're watching the place.
Yeah.
Oh, undercover security.
It's like the Truman Show.
Huh.
Yeah. That was actually a good movie.
Yeah, and you know, there's a car parked across the street, things like that.
An inconspicuous flower van?
I'm not one for sneaking much, especially not in my condition.
But no, but here's the thing. I think that we should go, right, the three of us should go through and apply for a position on the cannery floor while Polly slips through while we distract management.
I even have locksmithing, so I can even pick locks.
Yeah, I mean, I really think you can do this, Polly.
Golden locksmith.
Well, I have faith in myself.
So we're going to try to distract the management and go through the process of applying for a job on the cannery floor while Polly tries to sneak past...
Okay.
Said management and go do stuff. Is that right? Is that okay?
Sounds like a good plan.
That's what I got.
Okay.
Or we could start a riot on the far side.
Yeah,
why don't we try her way first?
And then if all else fails, right, we'll riot it up.
We have plan B.
Violence,
totally.
Violence is the way that the proletariat keeps the masses down.
Totally, totally.
Okay.
So sneak check or something, right?
Yeah, if you want to sneak up.
Oh, well, that's
but it's Polly's sneak check.
We should cause a distraction first.
We should.
So how are you going to cause?
So,
I still play.
I'm just going to walk over to the gate and ring
walk
the buzzer.
I'm going to walk in.
Okay.
Probably.
There's a guy sitting in a gate booth.
The three of us are looking for jobs on the cannery floor. I know that you guys do seasonal work. Do you have anything available?
Let me call the floor. Hold on. He takes out a phone. He calls. Yeah, I have a couple of people here who are looking for a tour of the floor.
Tour of the floor. Looks like tour of the floor.
Tour of the floor. Tour the
poet doesn't even know it.
Yeah, they're not looking for anybody right now.
I don't know if you could tell by looking at me here, but I'm pretty hard off right now. It's
really
it's been a rough time. I
never would have guessed.
My wife left me and took the kids, and haven't been home in years, and been living out of my car.
for longer than I'd care to admit, so I hope it's not asking too much. If you can maybe just, see if you can help me out. I just, even if it's just for a day or two, just enough to, you know, just get me back on my feet. Maybe rent a hotel room for a night, get a shower, and feel like a human again.
Make me a persuade check.
Can I do fast talk? That's all bullshit.
Sure.
I was about to say, you go from...
I would have believed it.
I know, that was good.
You go from crazy to fucking conniving.
50 out of... what is it? 75.
Okay, let me know. Listen, you know what? I'll, I'll call one of the managers, and sometimes they'll do tours by asking, like, you know, he's a friend of mine.
Bless you, sir. Bless you. Thank you.
Oh, shut up. I just moved to the bedside.
He makes another call.
Mm-hmm. Clinton and Willoughby? No, Classic and Willoughby, sorry.
And they send... they send a security guard up to escort you through the... Through the cabin.
I'm going to shake the guard's hand as I go through. Bless you again. Thank you. Thank you.
And Bishop's going for something.
You won't regret this.
Oh, no, he will.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did he win?
Yeah.
Yes!
Did he win?
He got us in.
That wasn't bullshit. That was like Alex, just savantness.
Yeah. Alex, you're amazing.
You are.
I know.
He goes from being a fucking psycho to a conniving lying bastard.
You got a lie to get the truth.
So that means Polly does the sneaky thing.
Yeah, so
I rolled a 19. Yeah.
Okay, so you get...
I didn't want to re-roll it. I already rolled it.
So, yeah, you sneak in. You
get to go do recon.
You can do that with one hand.
Yep.
Yeah, I got it.
Where are you all wet, dog?
It's raining outside.
Oh.
It's raining?
Well, then you get
so where are they putting the mind control chemicals?
You say that to one of the security guards? Okay. So you manage to sneak in.
I think I'll probably try to head off to an office or something that has nobody in it.
So you are on the first floor, basically.
Before we went in, Ed, I'm just going to recon. I'm going to tell James now. They're not going to have a folder that says mind control operation. It's going to be labeled as something different, like new
shits and giggles
or something like that.
For shits and giggles, you should have a fucking folder that says mind control.
You need to have a mind control folder.
All right, so yeah, I mean, basically you work in, it's a large working factory. The first floor is pretty much the cannery proper.
First floor cannery, second floor evil mind control.
Third floor bowling alley.
There's a lunch,
fourth floor daycare.
There's a lunchroom.
It's for the worms.
It looks like on the far wall of the factory proper is a big set of double doors, and then there's a second floor where...
Is there like a locker room for like the employees?
Yeah.
Alright, can I see if I can get a uniform?
Yeah. Okay. Oh shit, He's using his potato.
Make
he's got a potato.
Are you okay?
Yeah. The yawn. Make another
I know it was a yawn. Do you have another glass of water, babe?
No.
You have to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't.
Nice. 69 out of 79.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you
Chris is getting
sick. You sneak into the locker room and you find a uniform.
What are they showing us with the tour?
I got a... I find my way to an office to get, you know, into a computer.
Okay.
Start looking up stuff, see if I can get into what they do, you know, see if anything could be leading to our problem.
Okay, so this... Excuse me. So the security guard, he's leading you to the cannery floor, and he's, you know, he's showing you the machines... And he says, you know, this is, you know, where we can now.
I got
all of our products, and he points to a room. He says, "This is our laboratory where the
this is back in the general canning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you're where
this
you're
is my laboratory.
Making sure that there's a label on every can. Well,
yeah.
See you in 8 hours.
This is the labeler. This is that. And points to a back room. It's a laboratory where they make and inject a preservative into the cans. And
oh,
it's
that's
the
mind control.
I thought it was the yeast
control.
That's in the beer.
In the beer.
Yeah.
Oh, you're at the.
And he actually brags. He says that Crimson House is the only cannery that uses this preservative, and it's preservative that keeps your food tasting fresh, but without any of the negative side effects or any, you know, and creating it doesn't create any pollutants or anything.
Bullshit.
Oh,
it does have a small
wait,
side
no.
effect.
No, 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 we got it backwards. The preservative is the worms.
Yeah. The red stuff that I'm having
yeah.
analyzed the same stuff.
I got a 15.9 out of 60 for mechanical repair. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just looking at all the machinery. Is there anything that seems
no.
out of place that doesn't belong
no.
in the cannery?
No, all looks like cannery stuff.
Okay. Can I spot hidden?
Gross. Yes.
Oh. Feasty crow.
17 out of 58.
Okay.
Now your ear.
You notice now that you're inside that there's a good amount of people. It looks like there's not everybody looks like they're doing work. Some people look like they're sort of pantomiming work.
So basically, like a regular job, shitting instead of doing jobs.
Yeah, but it looks more like they're making themselves look busy.
Are they like watching us or?
It looks like they're sort of more like.
Did it look sort of like flying space lobsters?
Yeah.
No, yeah. That's disconcerting.
Oh.
Migo.
The guy from the cannery was just telling us about, like, mm-hmm. the processes. Can I do a psychology check to see if he's lying?
Mm-hmm.
Might as well try the same thing.
Okay, I got...
Give it to me.
34 out of 90. Nope.
I can't reach.
Yeah, no, this guy is... He's not lying, but he... You can tell that he's not telling you everything.
Okay, so he's leaving something out.
Mm-hmm.
So, can we just go back to the process again of, you were talking about, how you do waste disposal. Can you get into that a little bit more?
Well, there really isn't, much waste to be disposed of. Like mm-hmm. I said, the, preservative is made and, really, all there is waste water.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, we dump the water, it's salt water, we dump it back into the sea.
Purely salt water. Have you done gas chromatograph analysis?
Yes, and we've had the FDA and the Environmental Protection Agency in here. And
oh, that's a whole bunch of $5 words that going over my head. But can I see where they make this preservative?
Oh no, I'm afraid that's the Crimson Secret.
Oh,
hey, Crimson.
Yeah,
and the sulfur
yeah.
thing was right.
Yeah, yeah.
What is
that? I said that earlier.
Crimson.
Well, can you show us where we're? Looks like everyone here's got uniforms. Where can we suit up?
Well, you'll have to fill out an application and...
right, of course.
So,
we'll
have
to do background checks.
You know, if you want to come up and join us in the offices...
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, we'd love that. That would be fantastic.
Best way to take over your brain.
Before we go, is there a bathroom I could use down here?
I need a shit sometimes.
Yes, there's a bathroom next to the employee locker room.
Can I just go real quick?
Yeah, Perry, anyways, could you escort Mr.,
mine.
Tyler.
Mr. Tyler to the, to the bathroom. And
first.
Somebody walks over.
Tell Tyler.
And
tell Taylor.
Escorts you to the bathroom.
Oh, thank you.
The rest of you, and we'll be upstairs in,
I'll stretch.
In room 12, filling out applications.
Do I see James in there while we're walking over to the bathroom?
Make a spot hidden check.
Yep. 14 out of something.
Okay.
60.
But we're going to wrap it up soon.
Okay.
Don't sound like it's raping something.
14.
She's just wrestling with a toy.
14
yeah,
out of 60.
Yeah,
you
see.
She makes the
I'm going to...
noises all the time.
I'll go to the bathroom.
Okay.
No,
I guess I'll make my way over there then.
To the bathroom?
I guess so. He's motioning me to follow.
I'm just going to go to the bathroom and I'll pee. What the hell? is the guy like standing next to me in the bathroom?
No,
or is he waiting?
He's holding it for you. That's nice.
That is service.
He just escorts you to the bathroom. He stands outside of the bathroom.
Once more.
How many shakes do you need?
Thank you.
See, your analysis, when they have us do it, we have to see the stream leave the body.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's thorough.
Yeah. I have other people do that.
I'm not watching some of the guys dig.
All right, when James walks into the bathroom,
check the laboratory. That's where they add the preservative.
Okay. I'll be sure to get right on that.
It's the crimson secret. Remember, the crimson secret.
Crimson
secret. The worms were leaving red trails.
Yes, got it.
Crimson, red worm.
I get the connection.
It's connected.
Now. I didn't see that. Right, thank you for pointing it out.
Good.
All finished in here. Just washing my hands.
I gotta hide in the stall.
You turn on the sink and pantomime washing your hands above it.
James is in the bathroom in a purple stall holding on to the handrail. Talos, give me strength. No!
And then I'll walk away.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, upstairs. I'll go upstairs.
Wash your hands?
Yeah, I wash my hands.
Nice. But wait, and use a towel?
Wait, were there towels or blow dryers?
Towels.
Okay. You're a towel.
But I'll wipe my hands.
You're a towel.
All right, so about this time you guys are being led into... About this time you guys are being led into the room. All right, have a seat. Somebody will be in.
So we're just sitting there.
Thank you.
Somebody will be right in with your application.
Wonderful. Thank you. Guys. Thank you so much. That's fantastic.
I did not hit her.
And
I didn't know.
Then they close the door. Everyone make a listen check.
Oh, they're locking us in.
Oh, I don't have to do that, do I?
Okay, wait.
Or should I do that?
Oh, I made it. 35 out of 50.
29 out of.
39 out of
75.
29
out of
75. That's fucking awesome.
Everybody?
29 out of 85.
Yeah, we all made it.
Okay. You hear the distinct sound of a lock being turned.
Oh, wow. That's not good.
Dun, dun, dun.
Chat.
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, they locked
us in. Yes, they locked us in.
It's standard NWO procedure when an enemy infiltrates.
I'm starting to panic.
World order. I'll go with you, brother.
So, I'm taking suggestions at this point. Taking suggestions.
Is there anything in the room?
Just some table and chairs.
Is there a window looking out on the factory
floor? Nope.
We're upstairs,
I'm
though, right?
I'm so really tired.
Well.
Ooh, it squeaks.
If we had something like thermite, we could probably burn a hole through
thermite paint.
Who carries thermite in their pocket?
Well, I don't have.
You know what? I won't even question it.
Right. Can I make a luck check to see if I brought my snub-nosed revolver with me?
Sure.
I did. 68 out of 70. Well, I got this.
Jesus.
Holy. Augie,
Well, I left my shotgun in the car. It's too conspicuous. But,
why don't you have a phone off?
So about this time, there's a monitor in the upper right-hand corner of the room.
Wait, a monitor or a camera?
Oh, you're eating
a monitor.
Trick.
So we can see. Yeah.
Is there a camera in the
room? Yes.
Oh, then I don't pull my gun.
Okay.
But I have
Maybe
keep it down.
No, I got something.
Okay.
A silhouette appears on the screen, and
that's
you hear,
racist. What if it was just a black guy?
No, it's a silhouette.
It could be a silhouette on the side.
Silhouette. And the voice sounds like more Freeman. So, Mr. Tyler, tell us what you know about the Crimson Secret. And I'm going to press Y.
Oh.
Oh.
In the cave.
No, we're going to the liquor store.
Yeah,
we're going to the hardware store first.
In the town.
I'm actually going to end your side of the story there.
If you want to go out and smoke cigarette, that is your chance.
No, it's his scene.
It's my scene.
Oh. All right.
No,
so
he's in the cave.
You guys go to the liquor store and the hardware store. You're going to buy
stuff.
Yes.
Shit, well, you're with him.
Okay, so you do that and then go to the cave.
What's your hand? Should we buy anything else at the hardware store? Something to murder things with?
I have my rifle.
Yeah,
we have flashlights. I suggest we get
propane tanks.
Oh, yes, that was it. Propane tanks. That is what I wanted to go to.
Dang it, 60.
And, right,
so
flammable booze from the...
But I'm drunk, so
okay.
It's 15.
I'm
going to purchase a knife.
20.
Aren't you with...
No, he's not. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Pick a knife. Okay.
It was just me, Ryan,
and a knife. Maybe something blunt.
Blunt? Oh, you pothead. All right.
Blunt object.
Okay, so you buy, like, a crowbar, and let's say they have, like, a hunting knife.
Cool. Sounds good to me.
Because I want
to... So I'm going to get a sledge.
Is anyone else concerned that the priest now has a knife?
Yes.
Yes. But,
all right.
Yeah, but I don't know so, that... In character, I don't know that I should be concerned about that, so...
I think in character, Will should be concerned about owning a knife. I don't think he'd want to use one. I think he would have, like, a whole emotional,
setback.
Hey. Someone take a shotgun. I can't use it with only one arm now.
But there's also a problem.
My arm is
as long as you guys on island with there is possible
I'm
arms.
Right, I'm right-handed.
I don't think you'd use a knife. I don't think you'd
what would I use? Just my fist?
No, the crowbar.
Alright, so you guys get to the fishing village.
I think you'd be very uncomfortable.
Right, we got I got my rifle, we got the
yeah.
Light thingy. Probably a flare or two.
Hey,
or seven.
Yeah, the sure. fishing flares, village.
What's the damage of a crowbar?
Probably the same as a crowbar.
I'll give you my shot. I'm going to give the fed.
The fishing village is, it's basically a rocky beach.
Two propane tanks?
What?
Two propane tanks?
Okay.
I'm loaning my
it's
shot.
It's a secluded beach. It's got some makeshift lean-tos and shacks.
I'm going to burn down the lean-tos. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Cause this,
I was just getting.
I gave you my shotgun.
Okay, nice. I got a shotgun.
And
I'm going
to
get to you until I have my arm back.
Okay. There's a cave.
We got a club.
And it's daytime, right?
Yeah.
Is there anyone else around?
There are a couple of people, you know, drinking the lean-tos. There's a little like jetty sticking out. Somebody sitting on and fishing.
I'm gonna walk over to the lean-tos.
Okay.
Them jetty twos the fourth. I'm gonna assume fisherman. Seaman?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
You see the new episode?
Yeah.
What can you tell me about that cave over there?
I can tell you not to go into it.
Yes, I've had that advice.
You don't want to go down that road.
A lot. Why shouldn't I go into it?
Well, you know, word is that, there are critters in there.
And do they come out?
Thank you.
Well, if you ask Amos O'Malley, they do.
So, you guys are awful close to it.
Well, you know, I'm not going to be scared off by a couple of stories about bugs.
You should have ripped my arm off.
How'd you lose that?
Things.
You're as crazy as Amos.
So what's your thoughts on Amos?
No, Amos is staying away. We're far crazier.
I like the fed guy now. None for none.
Well,
low key.
All I can say is nothing's going to move me from here. This is our beach.
So if we ask you to give us a ride to the cave... Wait, can we walk to the cave?
Yeah, it's
all right.
Like, what? That's the other side of the room, distance away?
Yeah.
We could hit it with a rock.
Give us a ride from here to the cave.
I'd like to take a back ride.
No. So,
okay.
You yourself have been here and never come across any problems.
I mean...
James is going to keep an eye on the priest.
The story Amos tells, I was,
one crazy man.
I was out on a trek. I was off on a trip.
Out on the water. Right. But I didn't ask if Amos ever had any problems. I've spoke to Amos. I know he has.
I've never seen nothing. Nothing's gonna make me move from the beach.
You're here often?
When I'm not out to sea.
When you're out to sea, have you ever come across any of these derelict ships that the news has been talking about?
Ah, I was the one that found Lance Ryan.
All covered in red powder.
It was more of a slime or an ooze.
My
ivory ooze.
My precious goo.
Like a sludge trap.
The power.
You could say so.
Guys and girls, girls and guys, gather around and feast your eyes.
Yes, fire ought to do.
Sorry?
Pardon me, I was lost in thought for a moment.
We're going to start some of the bugs in there. See why he said gunfire explosions. It's all routine.
All right, well, you boys be careful now.
Seems awfully unperturbed by that. Oh, well, you boys have fun.
You be careful as well. And if we go in and don't come out, maybe you should give Amos, Amos's story a little more credence.
I didn't say that there was nothing dangerous in the cave. The other damn fool's going in. If you don't come out, I'm just going to assume you got eaten by a shark or something.
How often do sharks come around, Maine?
I don't know what's down there.
Seems to be mostly above water.
Could be sharks.
Land sharks.
All I'm saying is that cave leads deep. Could lead underwater.
Very upset.
Could lead clear to China, for all I know.
If cave leads to China, I'd be impressed. And then again, cave systems can be.
I knew the Chinese were involved.
Communism. Yes, communism, red. It's all fitting together.
Yes.
Well,
and the Chinese flag is red. Red and yellow.
That's right.
Conspiracy.
For communists.
It's all a Chinese conspiracy.
Good.
Thanks, Bin Laden.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
I do,
do we
believe.
Thank Obama frequently? Is that a thing?
Everyone thanks Obama frequently.
Thanks, Obama.
All right, so.
Thank you for Obamacare.
What are you guys going to do?
Hey,
Obama.
I guess it's time to approach the cave?
No, you haven't killed everyone in the town yet, you fool!
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Billy, please stop political rants on our show.
Listen, Father. I'm going to warn you now. If you do anything crazy, I'm putting a bullet right between your eyes.
Oh, is the father an old guy?
Yeah. No, I'm a younger guy.
You're a younger guy? All right.
He just took on the cloth recently.
Okay, just wondering if he fits the profile.
All right,
I'm like 33. Yeah, no, I don't want to murder you
yet.
So you guys,
my character wants to murder old men,
and 33 is totally young.
Mm.
You guys start your way into the cave.
33
is here. Oh, so I'm 33. I'm saying young.
Yeah.
As it, as in the distance, you see a distinct red glow. And I'm going to end the game there.
Okay.
We're dead. End it, but.
Can I just say one thing? What the F am I going to do next week? I want to play again. Screw you guys, and you're making me have fun.
We
can have to stay up way past my bedtime to have fun.
Let's sign off, and then we'll talk about plans.
Okay.
Anybody have any concluding thoughts before?
He plays Cycle way too well.
My concluding thought, and this is really take this as you want it. That this is the most fun I've had in a while.
Good.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I mean that though. Like, really, this is the most fun I've had in a while.
No, I believe
this
you.
This is like.
I didn't taste sarcasm.
I had a lot of
fun. All right, so we have.
I may have to stay up way past my bedtime next week. Just
my
to
bedtime.
Again. I get up at 5:30 in the morning.
I sleep 4 hours a day.
All right, so we have half the party trekking into a cave, and half the party.
I don't know.
I used to do that when
what?
I was like 22.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm 25.
And half the party walking into
Death Trap. Yeah, it's called a death trap.
By the way, Alice is
here. All right.
Oh, wait. I thought both the parties were
so. I think I was originally going to call this game the Red Menace, but I think I'm going to change it to the Crimson Secret.
I like that.
That's good.
If we were doing nominations for COC, Alex, you would definitely get money.
Yeah. So
that was fantastic.
All right, so this was part one of the Crimson Secret.
I liked Chris.
The Crimson Secret.
You both did such a great job.
I will.
Psycho was outshined, though.
We'll finish this at a later date.
You
can somebody praise
really
me
well?
For this being my first game and me keeping up a little bit?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Put your hands together.
Somebody praise me for that, please. I need validation. Thank you.
Put your hands together.
Thank
there you go.
And you're the first girl on Ragnarok. Well, no, not the first girl on Ragnarok.
No. First girl
in an actual
play.
I will.
Because we had Deborah
Shut
Reed.
Up. Yeah, she was that chick from that movie, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, she was that chick from that movie.
Yeah, you're right.
And then Allie and
the clown one, right?
Aisha.
Our moms.
That clown? Yeah, and moms. Trolls. That's it. Whatever. It was something.
Allie and Alicia were me.
Yes, they were.
Yeah,
and
our
moms
were us. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and Eric's moms. Mom, Myers' mom, and Ryan's mom.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, but you're the first to do an actual play.
So the best is record at Will's and the side commentary from Wayne. It's
all right, let's...
All right. Hope you all enjoyed the Crimson Secret Part 1.
And I hope my character's
fine. Fuck Twizzle.
Yay, Ed!